came up on the short end of the stick, 14-0. The Rockets gave up a couple of short field turnovers against the Trojans, and they were able to capitalize on those opportunities, scoring in the second quarter. Adrian was able to have a pass play of 7 yards in one play, and the PAT was good to make it 7-0 Pleasantville. And then in the third quarter, Pleasantville scored again on an Adrian one-yard run at the 6:29 mark. That was all the scoring that the Trojans were able to put up. The Rockets haven't been able to get on the board the last two ball games. Joining me, as always, Jeff Sands. And, Jeff, it's one of those types of things where something's got to give tonight. Wes Marshall comes in with a record of 0-2, as well as the Rockets with a record of 0-2. Somebody's going to get their first victory tonight.
Yeah, you know, Pat, last two games, the second half against Pekin and last week against Pleasantville, the Rockets' offense looked better. They were starting to move the ball, doing some good things. So we've talked about year in and year out. We've been doing this 4 years now, that the turnovers and the penalties are going to kill you every time. And even though the Rockets did move the ball well, they had those little key penalties and turnovers that just last week gave up 14 points, giving the short field to Pleasantville, and those penalties kind of took us away from being able to score in the second half against Pekin.
11 penalties in that first half, and then the Rockets only had 2 in the second half, so they were able to make some adjustments there at halftime. Coach Russ Baer making certain that the kids understood how valuable it is not to have penalties. The turnovers is the thing that killed the Rockets. They had 3 in the first half, and then they ended up with 4 in the second half. They fumbled the ball 5 times, losing it 3 times, and then they had an INT as well. But tonight's a new game. The district opener is just about ready as the rain starts to fall down. They said there'd be scattered showers throughout, and there is a little bit of rain activity falling down right now. The Rockets are in their solid black pants. They're in their white road jerseys with dark numerals. They've got the black hats with the Eddyville Blaisdell Fremont insignia on both sides of that black helmet. On the opposite side, it looks like Eddyville of old, the gold pants, the black jerseys with yellow numerals, the yellow helmet with a WM for Wes Marshall on either side, and a black stripe down the middle. It looks just like the Rockets of old back in the day. As we get ready to kick off here, Louis Winkleman to tee it up. We'll be moving from left to right here at Wes Marshall High School. Kind of a sparse crowd here thus far tonight. Maybe a little bit of cold feet, so to speak, as the temperatures have dipped below 50 degrees. Louis Winkleman to tee it up, and he'll approach. And this is the opening kickoff. And the opening kickoff is brought to you by the Country Store. It's taken by the Trojans at the 15-yard line. Up the field he goes, and a nice return. Not quite up to the 40 is where they will have it. First and 10. They'll be let out here by number 10, Daniel Kelly. He's a 170-pound senior, as the Trojans will get it at the 39-yard line, their own 39-yard line. Rockets in a 4-4 defensive set. Trojans with a man in motion. They got 2 men on the left side. Kelly drops back to pass, tucks it up, runs up the field, and he'll gain about a yard or so. As a nice coverage downfield by the Rocket defense, Coach Sands.
Yeah, good job by the Rocket defense that time, as Kelly had some pretty good time to throw, but good coverage downfield gave the Rocket defensive line an opportunity to get some pressure on him. Finally, he tucked it under and was able to get just a short gain.
Trojans with a no huddle there up to the line of scrimmage. They've got 2 receivers, actually 3 receivers, and now we've got a stoppage of play here. And let's see what's going to happen. The man in the white hat is checking on one of the Rocket defenders, his chin strap. They're getting that adjusted right now as the Trojans have 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Offset running back Kelly takes it, fires it out here into the flat, and overshoots his man. That'll bring up 3rd down. Coverage on the play by number 25 for the Rockets, Hunter Johnson.
Yeah, tough play that time for Kelly. He rolled to the opposite side of his throwing arm. He had Coberly wide open over here in the flat, just overthrew him.
kind of like last week with Adrian. He started out cold. He was the left-handed thrower. He was able to get hot real quick, though, by the end of the game, and he was on target the rest of the night. Let's see what happens here with Kelly. They sent two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. He drops back, looks to run, and tucks it under. Nice defensive pressure and a sack on the quarterback all the way to about the 35-yard line. Good defensive pressure by the Rockets that time.
Yeah, good job that time as Kelly just kind of delayed draw, quarterback draw of that far side. Looked like maybe Luke Welch was the first one over there to make the stop, and a couple other Rockets come in to help him pick it up.
Fourth and 12 goes the Trojans, three and out here as they are in punt formation for this. Back deep goes Cody Brown and looks like Blake Moroff. There's the snap, a low snap. It's bobbled and then picked up, kicked straight up in the air, end over end. Cody Brown comes up for a fair catch at the 35, and the Rockets will have it first and 10 from their own 35-yard line. I'll give a shout-out to my nephew. He is Freddie Falcon over there at Council Bluffs St. Albert's. Freddie Falcon, how do you do? My nephew, Alan Westead, is over there playing the mascot. He ought to be warm in the mascot uniform tonight.
Yeah, that'd be a good time to be the mascot on a cold night like tonight.
All right, 10-28, the first series of downs for the Rockets as they come up to the 35-yard line. T.J. Seneff under center. Moroff underneath. Hands to the second guy, and up the gut he goes. Nice gain on first down up to the 40. So a good gain of 5 yards for the Rockets on that particular play. Good to have some positive yardage on that first play.
Yeah, it was a nice drive by the offensive line there, just pushing all the way back through there. I couldn't really see who had the ball that time. It wasn't Luke Welch. Maybe it was Hunter Johnston running that ball at the middle, driving hard, pick up about 4 yards.
Van Dorn in the backfield now. He takes it, brings it up the field, and he gets a met gain of about 3 on that play. It'll be third down and about 2 or 3. Take your pick for the Rockets here. A big third down conversion coming up.
Yeah, good job up front so far. The Rockets are getting some positive yardage. Let's hope we can keep doing that all night long.
All right. Big play right here. You hate to say that it's a must play, but the Rockets do need to get a first down here to get off started on the right foot. Power eye offset behind Moroff. He pitches to Van Dorn. He comes to the right side, and he is going to get stacked up. Gain of maybe a yard. The defensive end over here on the West Marshall side, nice job of staying home on that particular play.
Yeah, not much happened in that time. That West Marshall did a nice job of getting pressure on that far side and containing the end. And Van Dorn didn't have anywhere to go. I think he barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
They say fourth and 2 here, and the Rockets are indeed going to go for it. They got the power offset eye on the right side. Moroff under center, takes the snap. They give it to Van Dorn right up the gut. It's going to be a scrum. He breaks out of there and gets to the 50-yard line. Nice job by Van Dorn. He kind of got bunched up there like a rugby scrum and was able to pop out of there. That's a Feldhausen chiropractic first down.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Trigg that time. It looked like West Marshall was going to do a good job of stacking that up the line of scrimmage. But the offensive line and Van Dorn both just kind of kept driving, and Trigg was able to pop through and pick up about 7 yards.
All right, power eye this time offset to the left. There was a movement in the backfield. That one's going to be coming back as Van Dorn gets stacked up there. West Marshall will probably take the penalty, but Van Dorn, well, one of the guys in the backfield on the offset eye did have motion on that. And you hate to say right off the bat, but there it is. The first penalty of the flag comes at the 8:33 mark against the Rockets.
And the only good thing about that is it did come on first down instead of on the previous play on fourth down. That would have given the Rockets a really tough play to pick up on fourth down.
All right. 5-yard penalty moves it back inside Rocket territory to the 46-yard line. It'll be first and 15. They got to get to the Trojan 38-yard line for a first down. Rockets break the huddle. Come up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye offset to the left. Blitz shows. They give it right up the gut. He gets hit real hard, but he keeps going. Almost up to the original line of scrimmage. Good job of running by Van Dorn as Les Marshall was able to crash in on that But he was able to get some yardage out of that.
Yeah, they looked like they brought everybody that time. They had this very good pressure in the backfield, but Tregg was able to get through the line and sneak through, and looked like the ball almost might have popped loose there at the end. We had white jerseys diving on the ground, but maybe it was down before the ball came out.
Two receivers to the right, Maroff, shotgun, takes it to the right side, tries to break it up the field and gets past the 50 to about the 46-yard line. Nice little run there by Blake Maroff as he had a quarterback run all the way to the right side. He'll bring up third down and about 8 yet for the Rockets. Big down here. They are in Trojan territory. Two receivers over here, Cody Brown and Jevin Jensen. And the running back is to the left of Van Dorn, and there is penalty flags all over the place. And let's see what happens. It's a dead ball, and it's a false start against the Rockets, and there you go with your second one, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that time Jace Riley was a little eager to get the block on his man there and took off just a little bit before the snap count.
Okay. Maroff runs over to the sideline there, talked to Coach Bear, comes back here. At West Marshall, they actually have a play clock. It's at 16, 17 seconds and winding so the kids can see how far down they got on the time. Maroff takes it, rolls to his left, looking, fires it downfield, and it's, almost caught by Jim and Jensen, bounced in the worst place it could, right in his hands, and it falls incomplete.
Blake kind of rolled to the offside again. So far, we've seen the quarterbacks rolling the opposite way of with their throwing arm. He kind of lofted one up to the sideline, went right through Jevin's hands, and then bounced off his helmet out of bounds.
I think he was a little excited. There's no wind up here at State Center, so he didn't have to worry about that. The only thing that he might have had to worry about was the out of bounds. But he looked like he had plenty of room over there, just couldn't quite bring it in. And now Jensen will go back into punt formation. Fourth down from the 49-yard line of the Rockets. There's the snap, the step, the kick, and it goes straight up in the air, end over end, and it takes basically a straight up in the air bounce. Doesn't help anybody out, and the ball will be at the 33-yard line. So over on downs goes the ball back to the Trojans. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your local Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey on it. Remember, they're open Tuesdays to Saturday. That's downtown Eddyville, Blush Boutique. Trojans come up the line of scrimmage, and there is a penalty flag again, and I think the Rockets were in the neutral zone on that one. They were shown blitz, and
it looked like Hunter Johnson on this side was trying to time that snap.
Oh, they call it against the Trojans, though, on that. So he might have caused a little bit of movement. That'll be the first penalty against Wes Marshall here. And now moving back, he'll be first and 15, basically, from the 26-yard line. So a little bit of a break for the Rocket defense. Let's see what happens here. Kelly in shotgun formation, high snap. He keeps it, and then he slips and falls before he gets to the 25-yard line. It looked like he had a zone read, and the Rocket defense was crashing in on it. He tried to tuck it out of there and run to this far side, but the slipperiness of the field put him down. West Marshall looking over here to the sidelines. New kid comes in. Somebody goes out. They send two receivers to the right, one to the left. As Kelly looks at his wrist, he's got a bunch of plays on there, actually three receivers to the right. From the shotgun, Kelly rows to his right, looking, fires it downfield. Nice job by Blake Moff to break it up over there on the far sideline. Looked like it was intended for Coberly. That must be his favorite receiver.
Yeah, it was a nice throw that time. Blake Moff did a nice job of just getting there right about the same time the ball did to knock it out of Coberly's hands.
Third down as the clock will stop on that incomplete pass. 5:57:00 is our score here from State Center in the opening district game. It's District 6, I guess it is, in Class 1A. All right, Kelly three receivers over here on the left side. He looks to his right. He tucks it under. Moves to his right. Fires it downfield. A nice catch. Moss hit him, but he didn't bring him down. And the Northwest Marshall guy was able to bring it up to the 45-yard line for a first down.
Yeah, kind of what we talked about first game against Pekin. Blake hit him up high, didn't wrap him up, and couldn't knock the ball loose. Instead of making the tackle, he was able to pick up some big yards for a first down.
He would have had him stopped short of that first down marker, but he just kind of hit him and he bounced right off of him. All right, Kelly under center with a power eye formation behind him. There's a snap. He goes back. He's under pressure. Rolls to his right. He tucks it up the field. Gets a nice yardage past the 50 into Rocket territory at the 48-yard line. Kelly was scrambling for his life there, but he was able to make some positive yardage.
Yeah, we had some pretty good pressure there in the backfield, but on that far side, we didn't do a very good job of containing. Kelly was able to get the corner, and they lose two or three Rocket players over there. Picked up about 8 yards.
That's their nice run of eight. Yeah, second down and two coming up as he sends two receivers to the left. I formation behind him. Under center he is. Kelly takes the snap, turns, pitches. Running over here at number 21, he tries to get up the field. He'll have the first down marker, but that's about it. Jewell, the ball carrier, and the Trojans have got a little bit of a drive going here, Coach Sands.
Yeah, good play that time as Jewell was able to get to the corner. Luckily, Blake Moroff and Brett Worcester were able to come in from their defensive back positions to stop him before he was able to get down the sideline.
All right. Kelly, under center. Got one receiver to the right, one left. I formation behind him. Barking out the signals. There's a snap. The give to Jewell again. Submarined in there nicely was Glosser, and a stop right at the 40-yard line.
Looks like Jeffrey Kopke was in the line there.
Kopke in there well. Good. Jeffrey Kopke with the stop as well. Gain of about two. Second and eight coming up. Big down here for the Rocket defense.
It was Bryce Worst, 60.
Two receivers to the left, to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. The quick pitch over to the right side, and the Rockets are able to read it and take it down nicely. Glosser made that play. No, it was 23. Glosser made that stop over there on the far side.
Yeah, good read that time by Glosser as he was headed for the quarterback, but then when Kelly got rid of it, Glosser was able to change his field and chase down the court or running back before he got barely back to the line of scrimmage.
Three receivers are to the left. Kelly in the shotgun position. Third down and nine. There's the snap. He looks, fires it over here to number 45, catches it, makes one man miss, runs through a tackler, gets it past the 40 to about the 36-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down, but they're probably in four-down territory.
Yeah, nice little run it was Jared Johnson making the catch there. Made a pretty good move. It looked like, couldn't tell if that was Worcester or Maroff that was laying on the ground there for a little bit.
Worcester did get dinged up on that play, indeed. All right, here comes the Trojans up to the line of scrimmage. They send three guys to the right, one to the left. Kelly, he'll be in the shotgun position. Barking out the signals, looking at his wrist. Fourth and three. Rockets coming with the blitz. He's under duress, rolls to his right, fires it into the flat, and it's caught. Nice job. It'll be a first down for the Trojans over there. Number one was Thompson, and the Trojans continue to march down the field.
We're doing a pretty good job of getting some pressure back in the backfield on the pass, but we're just not getting there quite quick enough, and Kelly was able to get it out in the flat to Thompson for a crucial fourth down play to pick up the first down.
All right, they're at the 31-yard line of the Rockets. They've got three receivers to the right, one to the left. Kelly in shotgun formation. There's the snap. He's looking to his left, looking, fires it deep downfield, and it's going to be knocked down. It looked like it was offensive pass interference, but Worcester was on the defense there, and he got dinged up a little bit on that particular play.
The flag looked like laying down there underneath that pile.
I'm not
like Maroff came in and knocked worst into Wes Marshall receiver.
We'll see what happens. The man in the white hat hasn't been spoken to yet. Now they're going to stop the time at 2:14, and they're going to talk a little bit about Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems for all his equipment. Remember, farmers, as fast approaching, you need to think about what you're going to do after harvest. What do they call, Coach?
They call it the defensive pass interference. I'm not sure how. When our guy has the inside position on that ball and the Wes Marshall guy is coming through him, we got that call. But
both people have
huge breaks.
Yeah, both people have the right to the ball, and Eddyville had a better shot at it than Wes Marshall did. But yet they called the pass interference on that. They'll get an automatic first down.
Maybe they called it on Maroff for hitting Worsta
into the receiver. Well, stranger things have happened. All right, that's a 10-yard penalty. That puts the ball inside the 20 to about the 15, 16-yard line. Two to three receivers to the left, one to the right. Kelly takes it right up the field. Fumble, the ball is on the ground. Is it a D&D turnover? The Rockets think it is. Yes, D&D outdoor with the turnover, a huge break for the Rockets.
Yeah, that's a big hit right there. Looked like he was just getting the line of scrimmage, a pretty good pop right there, and he coughed the ball up, and we were able to recover it on our own, it's like about the 12-yard line.
D&D outdoors, they buy, sell, trade, guns and ammunition. Darren and Dan, thank you for your support, as that the Rockets got a turnover. The first turnover of the game at the 204 mark. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye formation. Handed off to Van Dorn. He's pushing blockers out of his way. He's got a 10-yard Loeffler dirt work rumble and a Veldhuizen chiropractic and wellness first down as well.
Craig is doing a great job of running the ball so far tonight. That time off the left side. Once he got through the line, just kept those legs turning. Looked like one more guy to beat and he would have had a big gain. But 10 yards is pretty good lick.
He had a Rocket offensive guy in front of him, and he pushed him forward, and that's what you do when you're the running back. Rockets now. Moff fakes it to the left, goes upfield. He's got first down yardage. He's on the loose on the far side up to the 40-yard line. Blake Moff with a nice fake on the pitch, and he takes it around left side for another Veldhuizen chiropractic and wellness first down.
Yeah, a nice job by Blake that time as he pulled out of that naked bootleg after the fake. Nobody was home. He made a couple of good moves to fake out a couple of Wes Marshall defenders on that far side and picked up 15 yards.
Of course, that's also a Loeffler dirt work bulldozing 10-yard run or more. So good job by the Rockets. Two consecutive plays of first down yardage. There's the stamp they give to Van Dorn up the gut. He picks his way through it. He almost stayed on his feet and had a huge gain. He'll make about 9 yards, but he just barely got tripped up as he got into the secondary.
And I tell you, that was another good run by Trey. It looked like he was going to get stopped just barely for a couple yards, but kept those legs moving and was able to keep his balance moving forward and fell forward for another 4 or 5 yards.
You talk about rhythm with any football team, the pros, the college, the high school. Rockets are in a rhythm right now. Nice runs on all first down yardages. There's a pitch to Van Dorn over here on the right side. He's going to get snowed under in the backfield as Wes Marshall came in. There's a penalty flag across the way there. We're going to see some extracurricular activity, I think, on the part of Wes Marshall.
That came in pretty late. I couldn't tell exactly what was happening in the pile there, but usually that time it's some kind of unsportsmanlike conduct.
Okay, here comes a call. Yes, 15-yard penalty against the Trojans is going to be coming up here. That's their second penalty of the first quarter. No score as we sit at 43 seconds here in the first quarter, and that will move the ball into Trojan territory, probably going to be around the 38-yard line or so.
It's like pretty good math there for an ag teacher.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another? All right, here we go. We'll just give a shout-out on the Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down and wellness for that one. Even though it came on a penalty, we'll be happy to take those yardages. Indeed, it goes up to about the 38, indeed, of the Trojans. Rockets on a march here. They started the drive down and deep from Trojan territory, or their own territory, and have brought it out of the goal line. power eye formation behind Marhoff. He turns and gives to Van Dorn. He cuts to his left, and he got chopped down. Nice defensive pressure there by 45, Jared Johnson, from his linebacker spot. He was able to cut in and just get a shoot-top tackle on that particular play.
Yeah, he did a nice job of getting through the line that time and got into drag before he was even able to make a move back there.
All right, second and 10 coming up for the Rockets from the 38-yard line of West Marshall. Rockets sent two guys to the right. Marhoff snaps it, fakes the pass, and down he goes. They should have called him, but he got tackled. But he stays on his feet.
He fumbled the ball.
About at the 45-yard line. The ground caused that. You got to call that. There we go. The Rockets' ball came out loose when it was flung to the ground, and the Rockets will still have it. Loss of about 7, and that will do it for the end of the quarter. No score after 1 here at West Marshall. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. And the Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville with Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And just when we start bragging on the Rockets there, Coach Sands, we've gone backwards just a little bit on the last two plays after marching it out of the shadow of our own goal line.
Yeah, it's almost like the basketball announcer jinx of saying he hasn't missed a free throw yet this game and clanks one off the iron. Talk about them getting in a good rhythm, and they kind of seem to put it in reverse.
The Rockets got to get all the way to the 26-yard line for a first down here on this opening play of the second quarter. It's third down. Marhoff with the power eye to the right. Pitches it to Van Dorn. Right side he goes. Turns his shoulders up the field and gets up to the 40-yard line. Gain of about 6, but it's going to be fourth down and about 12 for the Rockets here.
Yeah, pretty good pickup there. Get some yardage back to make this fourth down play a little bit more manageable. I would guess being inside the 40-yard line, they're going to probably go for it here.
It appears that the Rocket offense is a little more confident than last week and the week before. Against Pekin, we were out of sorts a little bit. Of course, Kevin Jensen was the quarterback. Then we switched quarterbacks for Pleasantville game, and we did a much better job of running the offense. But now tonight, it seems like we're clicking a little bit on cylinders as Marhoff brings it to his left. Fires it downfield to Jensen. Oh, it's intercepted. A D&D outdoor turnover, and the Trojans will have it at the 30-yard line of the Rockets.
Yeah, Jensen was asking for some pass interference there, and it looked like West Marshall's defender might have got there a little early and pushed him out of the way, but it's going to be a tough pickup for the first down. Depending on where Jensen was on the field, it's been really close to first down yardage.
Indeed, he was real close to that first down yardage, but yet it's an interception for the Trojans, and they'll send three guys to the left side. Kelly in shotgun formation takes the snap, hands it off, and he is crushed in the backfield. Somebody came flying through there.
Luke Welch
for the Rockets. Very good. Luke Welch shot his gap and blew up that play from the get-go.
Yeah, it looked like Kelly might have been trying the zone read again, but Luke just kind of tackled both of them right there as he was trying to make the decision.
That could have been a disaster for the Trojans. He might have been indecisive and put the ball on the ground, but yet they all remain with possession here. Three receivers to the left again. Kelly from the shotgun takes a snap, looks to his left, fires immediately. It's caught out in the flat, and a nice tackle in the open field at the 25. They will not gain, well, they might lose a yard on that particular play, and somebody came across there for the Rockets pretty quick.
Yeah, it looked like Worcester was on the coverage out there in the flat. Did a good job of containing, And when the receiver kind of tried to cut back to the center, slipped a little bit, and I think it was Maroff that came up from his safety position. Pretty good lick on him.
All right, receivers again, three to the left for the Trojans. Shotgun formation, one guy over here, that's Jewel on the right side for the Trojans. Kelly barks it out. Play action fake, looks to throw. He's got a man open. Nice catch, but good defense by the Rockets, and they are able to stuff it over here on the near sideline. Not as good tackling as we'd like to see, though, as they've been hitting them high instead of hitting them low.
Now we had, couldn't tell for sure if that was maybe Cody Brown over here on this side that looked like he did a nice job of breaking up that screen, got through the first two initial defenders, but he missed the tackle, and we had another guy, a couple guys that tried to get around the shoulder pads. Then finally we had enough white jerseys over here to stop him about the line of scrimmage.
Trojans in punt formation there. Looks like Jewel is there. Back deep for the Rockets. We'll have to get that number. There's the step, the snap, the catch. It's an end-over-end kick coming over here near the out-of-bounds. Cody Brown lets it rock and roll. It'll go dead at the 38-yard line of the Rockets, and that'll be the first place that they have it at in the second quarter. Well, I guess that's not true. They had the ball when the quarter ended. So after that interception, a three and out by the Trojans gets the ball right back to the Rocket defense.
Yeah, nice job by the defense of getting the Trojans off the field and getting our offense right back out there.
First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets. Maroff with the snap. Pitches to Van Dorn. Toss to the right side. Nice run by Trent Traeg as he takes it up past the 45 to about the 46.5-yard line. Excellent run on first down.
Yeah, then that toss sweep to the far side. Traeg was able to get the corner. Did a nice job of picking his way through quite a few West Marshall defenders. And again, doing a nice job of keeping those shoulders square and running hard upfield.
Second and one coming up. Rockets want to get that Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness first down here. There's the snap. Maroff looks, cuts it back up the field, and he got tripped up, but he got enough for that first down, and there is the Feldhausen Chiropractic. Looked like he wanted to throw the ball, but there was nobody downfield. Cody Brown was right here on the line of scrimmage. He didn't break up the field at all on that play.
Yeah, it looked like maybe Cody was just a decoy out here on this far side. Blake kind of pump faked and cut up the field, and it looked like Casey Wiglet was able to just trip him up. Otherwise, he would have had an even bigger gain.
Near the 50-yard line come the Rockets, first and 10. No score here in the second quarter. Hand off to Van Dorn, straight up the gut. Nice run. It's a bulldog. It's a Ruffler Dirtwork first down. A 10-yard run and a Veldhausen Chiropractic first down. Good job out of Traeg on that carry.
Yeah, good blocking on the right side. Traeg had a pretty big hole and had at least 5 yards before anybody was able to touch him. And he got into that secondary, put his shoulder down, and drove that safety in for another 4 or 5 yards.
That was a Leffler Dirtwork run for sure, and a Veldhausen Chiropractic first down. Good job out of the Rockets here as they are in Trojan territory. Maroff turns and hands off to Van Dorn. He tries the left side and nothing doing there as he is stopped near the line of scrimmage at about the 35-yard line.
A pretty good job by Wes Marshall that time. They were still trying to figure out where they wanted to line up when we snapped the ball, but they were able to keep us to about 3 yards. Traeg tried the left side over here.
Okay, second and 7. As I look across the way, the Rock and Faithful, like I said, there's not too many people over there that made the trip up here past Highway 30. But they're seeing the Rockets give it their all this evening. Toss sweep to Van Dorn right side. He gives a stiff arm, and now the rest of the Trojans are able to come over and hold them to about a 2-yard gain or so. It'll be about 3rd and 5 coming up, Coach Sands, for the Rockets.
Yeah, it was a little bit running that time by Traeg. Before, he's just been hitting the hole hard and turning those shoulders and going straight up the field. That time he kind of waited for the blocking on that far side and gave the West Marshall defense a chance to get over there and didn't have much happen once he turned the corner.
They're going
to
make it a 3rd and 4 here at the 7:25 mark in the second quarter. No score for the Rockets as Maroff takes the snap. He fakes the pitch, tries the right side, and he gets snowed under. He had one guy to beat, and that kid was able to play off his blocker and make a tackle on Maroff right at the point of attack.
It looked like a little mix-up in the play to me. I couldn't tell if maybe we were off a little bit on the snap count. Blake was wanting to go to the right. Everybody else in the backfield was coming to the left. So I'm not sure if there probably was a little mix-up on that play.
Maroff goes over to the sidelines, chats with Coach Russ Baer, and comes back to the huddle. Gives them the information, and they break the huddle. They'll have power eye formation, power right, and looks like Hunter Johnson is in the backfield on this one. There's a pitch to Johnson. He looks to throws, fires it downfield, and it's caught. Worsta with a nice gain inside the 20 for the Rockets. A nice play by the Rocket offense.
I'd say that's a nice throw and catch by Hunter Johnson and Brett Worsta. If that ball's a little bit farther inside, Brett's going to walk into the end zone. There was nobody between him and the yellow stripe.
The pitch sucked in the defense of the Trojans, and the Rockets were able to exploit it with Hunter Johnson throwing that ball. He was an excellent punt, pass, and kick winner back in the day. They handed off to Van Dorn on the left side. He gets past the line of scrimmage inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Nice running by Van Dorn there on first down again.
I'm glad he held onto that ball when he was starting to get tackled. The ball came away from his body and had that like a loaf of bread out here swinging around. Luckily, we kept the ball. Going to be second and five on a 13.
Was it white or wheat?
Well, by the looks of it, it might be marble.
All right. 6:01 on the clock here. No score. Rockets threatening. There's the snap. The give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. Nice movement. He's at the 10. He's at the 10-yard line, and they'll bring a third down and approximately 3 to go. A big play coming up for the Rockets.
Yeah, this will be a big boost for the Rockets to get in the end zone here and get some confidence for looking for their first touchdown of the season.
Maroff went over to the sideline, comes back, talks to his troops. He's got 19 on the play clock. And now we've got a stop to play, and the Trojans are going to call a timeout here. Their first timeout of the first half. Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa, Iowa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their mini TVs or their 90-inch big screen TV. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And, of course, D&D Outdoors. They're sponsoring our turnovers all season long. Buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoor. With hunting season coming up, you can also get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done right there at D&D Outdoors. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in a beautiful, historical downtown Eddyville. Rockets with a third down and about 2. The ball's at the 10-yard line. Huge play here. Trojans call timeout to set things straight. Power eye offset to the right behind Maroff. There's the snap. He turns. He bootlegs it to the right side. He's got one man to beat. Gives him a juke move. Gets on the outside, and he is going to score. Touchdown, Rockets!
Big play that time. Maroff was able to get around the right side. Like I said, he had one man to beat out there. Gave him a nice little fake inside, cut back to the sideline. Was able to get into the end zone for the Rockets' first score of the season. That's got to be a big boost for this offense.
You betcha. And that's a Blush Boutique touchdown. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. Angie Lopric has a nice special. If the Rockets are able to score 4 touchdowns in a win, you get 25% off any one-priced item. And that's a Tuesday only after that victory. All right, Rockets going for 2. Handed off to Cody Brown. He goes straight up the gut. He gets stood up right at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be no good. The PAT fails, and the Rockets lead 6-0.
I'm not sure when you're coming out of the goal line, if you're going to run straight up the middle, I'm not sure Cody Brown's the guy you want. Get Hunter Johnson or Luke Welch in there, those big guys.
Unless he was going to go airborne, you're absolutely correct.
Cody went in kind of standing straight up. He didn't even have his shoulders lowered.
KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than the commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices. And free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And we've got a kickoff coming up. Of course, that's sponsored by the Country Store in Fremont. Louis Winkleman is going to tee it up. A couple of Trojans back deep. Jewel is one of them. Look like number one is the other guy. That's Thompson. Left-footed kicker boots it, and it goes straight up into the air, and it's a live ball. And the Rockets are going to be able to come up with it, I think. Did it go the 10 yards necessary, Coach Sands? I think it did.
It won't matter if Wes Marshall touched it right there.
Okay, the referees are going to figure it out. And right now, the Rockets are saying it's theirs. Let's see what happens here. And the man in the white hat's trying to figure things out. It looked like it went 10 yards.
It was pretty close to the 50-yard line, and it was also a Wes Marshall player right there that was going to be pretty close to the ball. I couldn't tell from this angle if he touched it or not.
I don't think Louis meant to do that. I think he got under it, kind of like some of my golf cuts. But they made a decision here, and I didn't see what they called, Coach.
They gave us the ball.
Rockets with the recovery on the fumble. So there's a turnover, a D&D turnover. That's the second loss of a fumble by Wes Marshall here in the first half. Rockets lead 6-0 as Maroff's going to take that ball at the 50-yard line. There's the handoff to Van Dorn. Tries to get up past the 50, about 1 yard gain on that particular play. The Trojans are crashing in hard on that play, Coach Sands.
Yeah, not much happening there. The Wes Marshall defense did a nice job of plugging up those holes and winning the battle right there in the trenches.
All right. They've had some success going on to the outside. Let's see what happens here. The clock starts at 4:51 in the first half. Rockets lead 6-0 from the huddle. Rockets break. The ball's at the 50-yard line. Second and about 9. Power eye offset to the right. The snap. The toss over here to the left side. Hunter Johnson throws it again. Jensen is wide open at the 30. The 25, the 20, the 15, and down he goes at about the 12-yard line. Rockets with another nice play as Hunter Johnson threw a nice pass, and Jensen was able to make the catch.
Yeah, that halfback option worked twice now. The receivers have been wide open. Wes Marshall hasn't had anybody near. Hunter Johnson threw a nice tight spiral and hit Jensen right in the stride.
That was a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down, and it comes at the 4:31 mark, and the Rockets are going to take their first time out and talk about it. They don't want to squander this opportunity. The Fremont Funeral Home. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with the honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. And a little while ago, I was able to give a shout-out on the Blush Boutique. Angie Lobrick, the owner of the downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. And she also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor, personalized a shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or put your kid's jersey on, number on it, and then maybe a number one grandson. They're open from Tuesdays through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And special thanks to our sponsors. We wouldn't be able to be on the air without them. Excellent job out of them as the Rockets are cooking. At the 13-yard line, they'll mark it down. Power eye formation to the right. Maroff takes the snap, gives to Van Dorn, tiptoes his way through the pile there and gets about to the 10-yard line. Nice job out of Van Dorn weaving his way.
Yeah, initially a good job of blocking up front. Craig got in there, was able to pick up 2 or 3 yards. Once he got to the 10-yard line, there's about 3 or 4 Trojans that were able to stand him up and push him backwards.
From the 10-yard line, second down and about 7 here as the clock ticks to 4 minutes in the half. Rockets lead 6-0. Once again, power high, offset to the right. Moroff takes it, hands it to Van Dorn again. Nice run by him, and he is into the zone. Touchdown, Rockets! Craig Van Dorn takes her in.
Good job of blocking on the right side that time. Van Dorn was able to get through the hole quickly. And again, that good, solid, hard running straight up field kept those shoulders and legs moving for another Rocket touchdown.
Less than 2 minutes after they scored, they're able to take it in on a 7-yard one by Van Dorn, and the Rockets are ahead 12-0, and they will be going for a 2-point conversion here. They split two guys over to the right, Cody Brown and Jensen. Moroff in the shotgun position with Van Dorn with him. There's the snap. He rolls to his right. He rolls, looking, fires it late, and it's incomplete. And now lead the score 12-0 on the PAT. Rockets are able to put a couple of touchdowns on the board here, but not the 2-point conversion. They lead 12-0. And Blush Boutique's got 2 scores so far, Coach Sands.
Yeah, Coach Bear must not trust the left foot of Louis Winkleman to try the PAT, so I'm not sure. Maybe he just wanted to try to get the 2 points back from the one we missed the first time.
All right, Leffler Dirt Works with Chad Leffler, all types of dirt work. Leffler Dirt Works is able to get the job run right with the precise guided GPS systems on all of his equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to be needing after harvest. Get your reservation in now for terrace construction or tiling or pond building. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And the Rockets had a very nice drive there on the after the accidental onside kick. They were able to drive 50 yards for that score and put it into the end zone as Louis Winkleman tees it up. And let's see what happens here.
Hey, starting to tell that touchdown, giving that Rocket offense a little bit of confidence. They move the ball really well.
All right, here comes a Country Store kickoff. Fremont Country Store, nice end over end. It'll come into the about 17-yard line up straight up the field. He'll come. Nice run by the Trojan as Cody Brown tackles him high, gets past the 35 to about the 36-yard line, and the Trojans will take it over with 3:45 on the clock from the 35-yard line. That's about where they've been starting their drives, Coach Sands, the 39, the 30, the 35 so far for West Marshall. Time to bear down on the defense. It'd be an excellent opportunity to get a 3-and-out here. A score by West Marshall would cut the lead. 12-0 is their score so far. There's the snap. He's looking. He's under duress. Tucks it up and runs up the field. Nice job of running by Kelly, but the Rockets were able to converge. 43-yard line goes the Trojans as they'll have second and about 3. Nice run on first down. Kelly shouting out instructions to his team. They're going to send 3 guys over here, and they're going to call a timeout. That's their second timeout of the first half. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky. For all your hardware needs, they're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. And Coach Sands, there's nice defensive play on that particular coverage on there. Kelly was looking to throw it, then he tucked it up. A nice run by him. He gained 7 yards on that play to make it second and third, 3 for him at the 44-yard line for the Trojans. Let's see what happens here. He sends 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Kelly from the shotgun takes the snap, looks to his right, looks. He pumps, fires a deep downfield. Cody Brown's the closest one, then he overshoots him, and they'll stop the clock at 3:13.
Looks like he had Jewel down here on the far sideline as his intended receiver. Like I say, he just kind of overthrew everybody. Closest one to it were two white jerseys.
He had that pump fake to see if Cody would bite. Of course, in week one, the Rockets got burned on the passes there. They might have been looking at tape from that Pekin game as Trojans will send three guys over there to the left side. Kelly in shotgun formation. He'll take the snap, look to his left, looking again, throws it across the middle. It's batted down by the defense. A good job by Luke Welsh, and a good play by Luke as he put his big paw up there and swatted that ball down. That'll bring a fourth down and about three.
Yeah, nice job of putting the pressure on that time. And they always try to teach those linemen, if you can't get to the quarterback, get your hands in the air. Luke did a nice job that time and was able to knock it down.
Of course, Luke's a converted lineman, and they put him in the linebacker position, and he's been relishing that role as the Trojans come in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It's a low line driver, and Maroff looks at it. It rolls to the 20. Get away from it, Blake. As it rolls to the 15-yard line. He was a late comer to the party. Blake was on that punt and watched it roll down. There's two Trojan defenders right there, and he was talking to them about what's going to happen after the ball game, it looked like. But maybe they're talking about Hickory Park.
Well, that's the second time we've had Cody Brown the last time, and Blake this time just not coming up to catch those punts and letting the ball roll and getting a few extra yards for Wes Marshall.
This is the worst field position for the Rockets thus far, the 15-yard line. Rockets lead 12-0 here in the first half. Maroff takes it, sprints to his right, trying to turn it up the field, and he hops a defender, but was smart enough to stay in bounds and keep that clock running. That was a good job on his part, but no gain on the play.
And nothing doing over there on that far side. Anytime we've had success on those corners, we were able to get there quick and make a good hard cut. That time, Wes Marshall did a good job of stringing it out to that far side and almost getting him out of bounds to stop the clock, but it's still running with 2:30 to go.
18 seconds on the play clock, so they'll not quite get to 2 minutes. You definitely don't want to have a penalty down here, Coach Sands. Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage, talking a little bit about where to go. They may have to burn another timeout here. 5 seconds, 2 seconds. There's the snap, and they're going to blow the whistle, and Rocket bench saw that clock winding down, and they called a timeout from the sideline, their second of the first half. Veldhuizen Chiropractic, your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville with Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. At First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Athletics. And I was actually in the First Iowa State Bank there at branch in Eddyville today, getting some business taken care of. Glad to have them on board on the Rocket broadcast tonight. Don't forget, this game will be broadcast live on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, only on KIIC 96.7 FM out of downtown Albia. And are you catching any other scores, Coach, or do you want me to pull it up on my Thunderbolt?
I don't have enough memory on my phone to get the Thunderbolt anymore.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
2 weeks I'll be ready to roll with a new phone.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do with the Thunderbolt as the play clock has been wound. 2:11 sits on the clock. Here in the first half, Rockets lead 12-0. Maroff, eye formation, looks to throw, throws it deep down the center for Jensen, and it's incomplete, overshot him by about 2 yards, but he was open, a nice play, but he just couldn't quite pull it in. Albia 7, Pella Christian 6, Sheraton 6, Sadell nothing, Wayne 20, Moravia 6, Davis County up on CMB, Baxter 6-3. Belle Plaine leading 22-0 over North Mahaska. Iowa City Regina putting the thumpings to Sigourney Keota 28-0 in the second quarter. and PCM Centerville no score, Dowling Joaquin no score. Here's a pitch to Hunter Johnson, and he gets crushed at the point of attack, and that'll bring up fourth down now as the clock winds under 2 minutes. Pella 13, Oskaloosa nothing, and Melcher Dallas 38-6 on Twin Cedars.
Looked like Jevin was expecting the halfback pass again. He was all alone behind a couple West Marshall receivers down this near sideline, kind of holding up his hands after the play was over and wondering why they didn't throw it to him.
Well, they'll see that at halftime, and they'll make the adjustments. Who called timeout, Coach?
West Marshall.
That will be their final one of the first half, as they will be getting the ball back fourth down from the 10-yard line. Rockets have got to punt.
Yeah, that was a big timeout when we had to take one with time running down. If we could have kept the clock moving there, we'd have been down probably close to a minute by now, but now we stopped the clock. West Marshall's able to stop it again. They're going to have over a minute and a half left and probably pretty good field position if we're punting from inside our 10-yard line.
Yes, it's going to be a perilous type of play, as you do not want to give up a cheap score here before halftime. And then what I'm talking about is a good snap, a good kick, and get that ball out of there. Jensen, at about the goal line, is ready to take this hike. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. He gets it away, and it goes off the side of his foot. It's a terrible kick. It's going to take a huge West Marshall bounce, and the Rockets are not aware that it needs to be downed, and it barely got up to the stick. So Jensen with not a good punt at all, and the Trojans are going to be cooking with gas inside the 15-yard line to about the 12 with a 1:47 on the clock.
Yeah, after that backwards roll, that net punt is going to be maybe 2 yards.
12-yard line of the Rockets, the defense is going to have to come to life. It gives the Trojans life. This is the deepest penetration they've had of the evening. They go to a power eye formation themselves. And there's movement, and flags are flying. It looked like the offensive line of the Trojans moved a little bit. False start indeed, and that's their third penalty of the half for the Trojans. They've got 25 yards of penalties thus far on the evening.
Yeah, we talked about early in the game about not making those mistakes deep in our own territory and giving short fields for the other offense. Now's the time for our defense to step up to take care of that.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Kelly is going to be in shotgun formation for the Trojans. He barks out the signals, takes a snap. He's looking downfield, fires it quickly to a man that's open, and it's bobbled late. And it's incomplete in the end zone. He was open, too, right there at the goal line.
Yeah, that bounced right off his hands. He had a nice step on, that must be Brett Wurst on the corner on that far side. And even after the ball bounced out, Blake put a pretty good lick on the wide receiver.
Yeah, he could have been easily called for targeting. I'm glad he didn't. That would have given them life at about the 2-yard line. 1:41 on the clock. Rockets lead 12-0. The Trojans are threatening, though, at the 15-yard line. It's second down. A nice throw by Kelly there. Three receivers to the right on this play coming up, second down. And the referees are calling stoppage of play. And now they're ready to go. Kelly takes the snap, looks quickly, fires over here on the left side, and it is incomplete, an incomplete pass. It was almost behind him for a lateral, but thank goodness for the Trojans, it fell incomplete.
Yeah, they had Jewel out here in the flat, and he looks a little disgusted as he walks off to the sideline. Now he's coming back into the game, but he wouldn't have had much there. It looked like the Rockets had a pretty good defense on this near side.
All right, two receivers to the left, one to the right. That's Jewel. Kelly, it's going to be in shotgun formation for the Trojans. Third down here with a 1:37 on the clock. He'll take the snap, looks to his left, fires it deep, and it's caught, and it's a sliding catch is made outside the goal line. It looks like it's a short of the first down. They're going to
they're waving the stopping the clock, so I'm guessing they gave him a first down.
Okay. Trojans at about the 2-yard line, I formation. let's see what happens here as the man in the white hat is going to call a timeout Rockets, and the Rockets spend their last timeout of the first half with 1:32 left. Ever since the second quarter has started, the offensive line has been holding up for the passer, Kelly, and he's had more time to throw the ball. D&D Outdoors, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray, they buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right here at D&D. With hunting season coming up, your reservations for a spot to get your taxidermy done as well, right there at D&D Outdoor. For all your types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. Trojans come up to the line of scrimmage. They got a man over there on the far right, man on the left, I formation behind Kelly. He takes a snap, turns, and gives to the second guy. He's hit hard, and he does not get into the line. The clock will continue to tick at 1:25 here. It'll bring up second and goal for the Trojans. Nice defensive stand by the Rockets.
Yeah, good job of the near side of the line. Looks like we got about 7 or 8 guys up on the line of scrimmage right now, just nose-to-nose right there at the line of scrimmage.
All right, they're flooding the box. Here comes Kelly up to the line. He barks out the signals. Two receivers over here on the right. I formation. Actually, it'll be a power eye. Nope, I formation. Behind him, Kelly under center. Takes a snap, turns, pitch, toss over here, and he will get into the end zone. Touchdown for the Trojans as they are able to score with 48 seconds left on the 2-yard line.
Yeah, good penetration on the side by the defense. We just weren't able to wrap him up. He made a nice cut back inside and slipped a couple tacklers and was able to just get across the end zone with his momentum.
All right, a 2-yard run for the Trojans, and that's just not what you wanted if you're a Rocket fan because, you know, you had the lead 12-0. You wanted to go into the halftime with a 2-possession lead, and now it's going to be cut to 1 possession. As the Trojans have 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right here on this 2-point conversion. Kelly from the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He'll roll to his right. He gets snowed under. Nice job out of the Rocket defense as number 66, Matt Glosser, came through there and blew that play up.
Yeah, good job that time. He didn't have anywhere to go. Once that ball was back there, Glosser was about right on top of him.
The score will stay 6-12. The Rockets lead as that PAT failed on the Trojans. They'll have to kick off here with 48 seconds left. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best price and best value, and a free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. And get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. The Trojans will tee it up. And that'll be a country store kickoff out of Fremont, our sponsor, with 48 seconds left. Rockets need to be aware if they're going to try an onside. Here comes the kick, right-footed kicker, and he kicks a high end over end. It's going to be coming to Maroff. He takes it at about the 22-yard line, skips his way up to about the 33, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Rockets here as we get the ball one last time before halftime.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Bear decides to do with 44 seconds left in the ball at the 32-yard line. He just wants to try to run the ball a couple times and see what kind of yardage he can pick up, or if he wants to gamble and try to get something downfield.
The Trojans are coming back on defense quite a bit in their secondary. Let's see what happens as Maroff sends 2 receivers to the right. He rolls to his right, looking. Thinking about it. Now he cuts it up the field. Nice move, and it'll be a first down for the Rockets there at the 44-yard line. Good job by Blake. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, nice job by Blake. Once he got out to that far side and decided to run, he took off in a hurry and was able to make a good move over there to pick up 10 yards.
35.9 seconds on the clock here. As he had two options, he could have passed it, but he tucked it up under and took off. Got plenty of speed there. Good utilization of that. Cody Brown and Devin Jensen split over here on the left side. Morrow from the shotgun rolls left this time. Looks. He hits Cody Brown. He's got it at the 50. Tries to get out of bounds, and he is going to be what? They keep the clock rolling. He did not get out of bounds, and the Rockets are going to have to hurry if they want to get another playoff. 20 seconds.
You say, do they have any timeouts left?
No, they don't. We blew them all. 10 seconds left in the half. They should have been up quicker. Morrow from the shotgun takes the snap, rolls to his right, looks, cuts it up, gets to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, the 30, the 25, and out of bounds he goes as the clock will strike zero, and the Rockets had a better chance if they had done better with the clock management on that last play. 12-6. Goes our score, and what's your thoughts here, Coach, saying at halftime?
Cody Brown needed to get out of bounds there to give us another shot at scoring, but Rockets did a nice job of moving the ball there in the second quarter. Once we got that first touchdown, they gained a little confidence on offense, got that lucky onside kick and moved the ball again, but we took over the ball inside our own 20 and stalled out and had a two-yard punt. That short field got us every time the last 2 weeks.
No doubt about it. Rockets lead 12-6. They folded out to a 12-0 lead. Rockets scored in the second quarter at the 5:21 mark that Blake Maroff took in from 10 yards, and the PAT failed to make it 6-0. And then they scored again less than 2 minutes later in the second quarter at the 3:51 mark. Van Dorn was able to get a 7-yard score to make it 12-0. And then, as Coach Sand said, the Trojans were able to get the ball inside the Rocket 12-yard line and score on a 2-yard run after that short punt to make it 12-6. The PAT failed, and that's where we're at, 12-6 at halftime out of the Rockets there compared to week one and week two.
Yeah, we did a nice job of taking care of those little discipline deals, the cutting down the penalties and cutting down the turnovers. The only little hiccup we had there was that 2-yard punt inside our own 10-yard line that gave Wes Marshall a really short field.
Yeah, Jevin Jensen with that punt there, and you want to make certain that that doesn't happen again. The Rockets will indeed get the ball back. Cody Brown back deep, as well as Maroff, the two fastest kids on the team for the Rockets, and Wes Marshall will be teeing it up. That is when they get the tee out there. Number 45, Jared Johnson, is going to be kicking off for the Trojans, and somebody throws the tee out there for him. You would think that that would be automatic. Hey, I'm kicking. I better have that black little tee box.
Yeah, be something that you would think you would try to remember. But
this kickoff brought to you by the Country Store in Fremont, Iowa. Mike and Brandy Rocky running the show there. Here comes Johnson. He kicks it end over end and deep. Comes to Maroff. He takes it at the 20-yard line. Right up the gut he goes. Gets a little bit of a speed going. He got past the 30 to about the 45, and that's exactly where the Rockets will take it over. Looked like he had some room, and then he got hit hard.
Yeah, nice job by Moff. Got about 15 yards there straight up the middle. Number 96, Garrett Dunn, stood up and said hello and stood Blake right up in his tracks.
Of course, the AgriPower FFA has a block it a week and stick it a week. So that kid's not going to be eligible for that award, but we'll see what happens as Rockets come out with a power eye to the right side. They hand off to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, stiff arm. Gets into the secondary. There's a first down for the Rockets, and a Loeffler Dirtwork bulldozing 10-yard run or more, and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, Trent made a good move, Trent made a good move that side on the far sideline, was able to get around the corner, put a couple stiff arms, and turned on a little extra gear there and was able to pick up about 15 yards.
Unofficially, the Rockets had 9 first downs in the first half, and they get one on the first play of the second half. Give to Van Dorn. He tries the right side, and once again, he gets about 6 or 7 yards on first down. Excellent job up front by the Big Hogs.
Yep, good blocking up front. Craig did a nice job of hitting the hole, keeping those legs turning, getting the shoulder square and low, and driving for another good pickup on first down.
Second down indeed, and 4 coming up. Gain of 6 on that first down. That's just incredible. Nice to get positive yardage on that first down play. Power eye again to the right side. Morrow takes the snap, turns. He naked bootleg to the left side. He's got some room on the outside. One man to beat. He's on the loose. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10. He cuts him back in. Morrow with the score. 42-yard run by Blake Morrow.
Kind of what we talked about earlier in the game. You know, you want to have maybe on the drive up here, putting Blake in that quarterback position. Started out the year with him at a running back because he's one of the playmakers on that offense. He did a nice job of getting around the corner that time, turning on the jets down the sideline, made one move to beat that cornerback, and was able to find pay dirt.
Excellent. Run indeed. That was a Leffler dirt work run of 10 yards or more. Here's the two-point try by Van Dorn. He's trying to get in, and he is stopped short. The PAT fails again, but the Rockets lead 18-6 here in the opening moments of the third quarter.
Seems like we've been having success around the outside, running on those corners, and then every time we've run the two-point play, we tried to go right up the middle with no luck at all.
Blush Boutique. Speaking of touchdowns, Angie Lobrick, downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan on it, or your kid's jersey number, and then say, number one grandson. They are open from Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you will receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And the Rockets have rolled 3 touchdowns here in this district opener, Coach Sands.
Yeah, the offense is really doing a great job blocking up front. Van Dorn and Welch and Hunter Johnson, when they've been running the ball, they're doing a great job. Just a good rhythm on offense so far tonight.
All right, Louis Winkleman to tee it up for the Rockets. I don't expect him to do a accidental onside kick, but we'll see what happens. Left-footed soccer style. Here's the approach. The country store, it is kind of a it's a loose ball. The ball is loose. It's fumbled over there. It's a scramble. The Rockets are jumping up and down. Let's see what happens here. I don't see any. Yes, it's a Rocket ball. A Rocket ball on this second onside kick. I can't believe it.
I tell you what, if he's doing that on purpose, I'm sure not sure how he is, because it looks like he's just missing right under, and it's going higher in the air than it is forward.
We'll take it, and the ball sits at the 42-yard line of West Marshall. So, after scoring at the 10:53 mark, at the 10:47 mark, Rockets have it again. Van Dorn takes it, cuts it to the right side. He is up to about the 38-yard line, running hard and running tough as he gets some positive yardage on that first down.
Yeah, Trey's doing a nice job tonight of getting that forward momentum going, and even after he gets that initial contact, he's still picking up at least 2 or 3 yards each time. Looked like they were going to do a nice job of stopping him, but he was able to slip past the tackler and pick up a couple extra yards.
Give him 3.5-4 yards on that carry from the 38.5 yard line. Rockets come up, power eye to the right. Morrow under center, turns and gives to Van Dorn, and that was Hunter Johnson that time, as he drug the pile, not quite to the 35-yard line, make it the 36. It's going to be a manageable third down and about 4.5-5 yards. Yeah, let's make it 4 for the Rockets here.
Yeah, pretty much straight ahead that time for Hunter. Just got into the line of scrimmage and kind of just pushed that whole line for not much, but a couple yards.
you talk about a momentum boost, that getting a first down here would be huge for the Rockets. Power eye to the left. Moroff takes a snap, pitches it to Hunter Johnson. He tries the left side. He's going to be stopped at the 35. He's going to be short of that first down. It'll be fourth down and about two or three coming up. It looked like he had more room, but he went inside instead of outside.
Yeah, Wes Marshall did a nice job. They had a couple extra guys over there. He only had one lead blocker, and I'm not sure he picked the right guy to block. He went to the outside. Hunter tried to cut up inside, and there was a guy there just one-on-one, made a good tackle.
All right, fourth down here at the nine-minute mark. Rockets lead 18-6. Fourth down and three from the 35 of Wes Marshall. Power eye formation to the right. Moroff, under center, takes a snap. Hands it off to Van Dorn. He tries to pick his way, and he is going to be stacked up, and it'll be turned over on down. So after that onside kick, the Rockets are unable to get another first down there, Coach.
Yeah, not much happening off that left side that time. He didn't really bounce it outside like we've been having success. Went off tackle, and Wes Marsh did a nice job of stopping it to take over on down.
All right. They'll take over at the 35 here. Their first possession of the second half, Kelly, two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation. He takes it and runs it right up the gut, and there's a face mask. Actually, they didn't call it. I can't believe that. It looked like he had his face mask there, but they didn't call it.
Yeah, I didn't quite see what happened there, but not much happening over here to this near side. It looked like, I don't know if it was a mouthpiece or something I saw flying out there, but
all right,
anyway, no gain.
No gain, indeed. Kelly barks out the signals. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation for him. He takes a snap, looks to his right. Now he's under pressure, rolling to his right. And he fires it downfield, and wide open over there on the sideline is Coberly. His favorite receiver, it's caught short of the first down, but a gain of about 8 or 9 yards for the Trojans. It'll be third and one. Nice read on his part as Coberly just camped out a little bit in the zone, and Kelly was able to find him. Shotgun formation again. Looks like three receivers to the right side. Shotgun formation for Kelly. Got a man in motion. There's the snap. He runs it right up the gut, and he's got a first down and more. Passes the 50-yard line. Nice job of running by Kelly as the Trojans pick up their first down of the second half.
Yeah, that looked like a quarterback draw designed the whole way. Kelly took the ball down, didn't even look like he was going to pass. Ran straight up the gut. Pretty good blocking up front. Was able to pick up good yardage.
They spread the defense out because they had four receivers. That might be their cup of tea here as the Rockets been crashing on the 4-4. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Under pressure, he fires it, and it's caught. Nice catch by number 80, Petermeyer.
Up, they ruled it incomplete.
Incomplete.
Must have dropped it late.
Moroff hit him right after the ball got there. A nice lick on that. The clock will stop at 7:37, 18-6. The Rockets lead here at State Center. In the third quarter, we are three receivers to the left side. One, now we got a tight end on that right side there. And he's in the shotgun formation. That's Kelly. Second down and 10. Barking out the signals. There's a snap. Looking to his left. Fires it right away, and it's caught out here and pushed out of bounds by number 34. That's Van Dorn. But first down achieved for the Trojans at their second one of the second half.
Yeah, just a nice throw by Kelly out here to the far side to Jake Thompson. Thompson didn't have anybody around him, was able to jump up and get it and turn and run up the sideline to get a first down.
When Kelly's got time, he is able to hit his target very nicely here. He started off a little jittery in the first half, but he's found his mark here in the second. Man in motion to the right side, and Kelly runs right up the gut. Hit right there by Luke Welsh, and a little gain on that first down play will bring a second and about 8 or 9 for the Trojans. Big possession here for both squads. Rockets lead 18-6 at the 7-minute mark. Rockets would like to keep the two-possession lead. Trojans would like to chop it to one possession. Second and about seven, they give it, as three receivers are to the right side. Now a man in motion coming over here on this side. There's the snap. Drops back pass, looking, fires it deep downfield. He's got a man open, and it's incomplete out there. Cody Brown was closer than the receiver, Thompson, but it falls harmlessly incomplete. Went for the home run ball.
Yeah, Kelly had all kinds of time that time. It looked like maybe he was going to tuck it under and run. Then it looked like Thompson, was open early, but he was a little bit late getting it there and wasn't anybody able to get to the ball.
All right, two receivers to the right, to the left. Shotgun formation for the Trojans. Kelly barking out the signals. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff. Fires it right away to the right side, and it's incomplete. And alert play by the Rockets over there by Van Dorn. If it was ruled a lateral, it was not. And the Trojans will maintain possession.
Yeah, that was a tough play that time. As Kelly faked to Jared Johnson, and then Jared Johnson just kind of went out in the flat for that screen pass, and Kelly kind of threw it behind him. He had to make a twisting effort for it and wasn't able to bring it in.
Fourth down for the Trojans from the 33-yard line of the Rockets. There's a snap. He drops back. He looks, fires it deep down the field. He's got a man, and it's incomplete. He had his man wide open, and that was Jewell, and he was at about the 5-yard line, and nobody was around him. That would have been a walk in the park, but instead, it's a turnover on downs, and the Rockets will get it back.
Yeah, it was a nice route by Jewell that time. Looked like he ran a flag pattern right between, I think it was Cody Brown on the far side and Blake Moff at the safety position. He ran right between them, had steps on everybody. It was just about one step too far on the throw by Kelly.
All right. Pella, 48. Oskaloosa, nothing. Rolling it up on the Indians. Marshalltown, 3. Ottumwa, 3. There's a toss pitch to Hunter Johnson over here. Turn it up, Hunter. Nice tackle by the cornerback for the West Marshall team. Was that Jewell? Yeah. Nice tackle by him. Hunter Johnson gained a couple of yards. Pella Christian is down now to Albia. Albia 27-20, and that's in the second quarter. Rockets lead here 18-6. We're in the third quarter, 5:52 on the clock, as it melts inside 6 minutes. There's a pitch to Hunter Johnson, and he's snowed under. Nice job by the Trojan defense, as they were able to crash that very, very hard. It looks like it might be time for a naked bootleg by Moff here, as the defense is flowing towards that side of the ball, whichever the runners are going.
Yeah, nice job that time by the West Marshall defense. They're getting some good penetration at the line of scrimmage. We just don't seem to be firing off as well. We don't have quite the momentum that they do right now. We need to do a good job of picking up some yardage here.
Moff. Now he pitches it to Hunter Johnson. He's going to half-back pass it. It's wide open as Worcester at the 45 to the 50. And down he goes. A nice pass. And there's that play again, Coach Sands, that gives the Rockets a first down.
Yeah, that kind of play is going to give the West Marshall coach some gray hair. That's the third time that they've ran that play successfully. And there hasn't really even been anybody around the receiver. Nice throw that time by Hunter Johnson to get it to Worcester. And a good pickup.
Of Zelda Eisen Chiropractic and Wellness, first down indeed, and it's inside the 49-yard line of the Trojans. Rockets with a nice first down. Power I formation. There's a snap. The give to Van Dorn. No, it's Glosser. He tries to get a couple of yards, and it's tough sledding right there. It looked like the Trojan defense was not quite set, and the Rockets may have played right into that as they were able to get into the gaps.
I haven't heard Jaron's name much on offense tonight. I'm not sure if he's still kind of nursing that ankle that he was the last couple of weeks, but nice to hear his name on the offensive side of the ball.
Cody Brown, far left. Jensen in the slot on the left. There's the snap to Maroff. He rolls to his left. Looks like he's going to pass. The ball's on the ground. Maroff picks it up, and then he got hit hard after he was down on the ground. I'm surprised that they didn't call anything on that. He was already down, and he got slammed by one of the West Marshall defenders, but must have been part of the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. If he just kind of lost control of it as he was trying to get around the corner there. It is a little bit wet in the grass out there as I went down to the concession stand over halftime, but hopefully that's not an issue.
First fumble by the Rockets. They did not lose it, but they lost about a yard, so it's third down and 9 from the 48-yard line. Maroff under center, turns and hands to get to Van Dorn. He tries to pick his way, gets up to almost the 40-yard line. Nice run again by Trey Van Dorn. He's got to be close to that 100-yard mark.
Yeah, that's a big run there on third down. Good yardage. Puts it in a manageable position here. You know they're going to probably go for it here on fourth down, just about the 40-yard line. Going to bring up just about 2 yards to get the first down.
All right, we got a whistle, and the man in the white hat says timeout to the Rockets here, their first timeout in the second half. Well, Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and we need to think about what you are going to need after harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction or tiling or pond construction. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. He's been a proud supporter of Rocket Athletics for several years. Rockets break the huddle. You're probably upset that you blew a timeout that early, 3:13 on the clock in the third quarter, but it's such a big down and possession that you want to make sure you got your ducks lined up in a row here.
Yeah, at this point in the ball game, you're up a couple scores, but 4th and 3, you want to make sure everybody's on the same page. This is a big momentum swing either way right here on this play.
All right, power eye right. Goes the Rockets. There's a snap. They give it right up the gut. He goes, and he is not going to make it. Over on downs by the Rockets. And the Trojans will have it at the 40-yard line. Kind of decent field position.
Yeah, I hate to second-guess the coaching, but it seems like where we've had success tonight is either off tackle or around that edge. And any time we've run up the middle, whether it's been two-point conversions or short yardage plays like that, West Marshall's done a nice job of stuffing it up and not giving us any yardage.
All right. West Marshall sends 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. In the shotgun formation is Kelly. There's a snap. Zone read, and he is hauled down. He's stopped in the backfield. Good job by the Rocket defense as they were able to crash the party with that linebacker blitz action.
Looked like there were a couple of them there initially. Break up that zone read. He about ran out of the first tackler, but there were 2 more there to bring him down once before he got to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Jace Riley coming up a little bit gimpy, but you know he doesn't want to come out. The senior is ready to play on this down as West Marshall, 2nd and about 10 and a half. Shotgun formation, there's a snap. He looks downfield, straight down the field, and he is open, caught by Jewell, and he'll have a first down inside the Rocket territory at the 40-yard line.
That was a nice strong throw that time by Kelly. He just reared back and let it go. Line drive for about 20 yards in the air. That was a nice zip on that ball and a great catch by Jewell.
All right. Officials timeout. I don't know why they would. Oh, there's
like
an injured
Jewell
player.
Laying on the ground.
Okay. Injured player on the ground indeed. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, or Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of that elevator in Fremont. And Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness, your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Feldhausen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Feldhausen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness. Jewell was the injured player for the Trojans. He's under his own power as he comes off to the sidelines here at first down for the Trojans from the 40-yard line.
looked like they were working on his lower leg. He looked, I think maybe he just had a cramp in that calf area. He's trying to stretch it out there on the bench now.
All right. Three receivers to the left now for the Trojans. Man in motion over there to the right side. There's the snap. Looking to his left. Fires it deep downfield. He's got a man open. Incomplete at about the 15-yard line. A nice throw again, but just a little bit out of his reach.
Yeah, the Rockets secondary that time looked like they had a little mix-up in the coverage. I couldn't tell which receiver that was, but he ran right down the seam, and there was nobody within about 7 or 8 yards of him. That ball would have hit him in stride. He would have been in the end zone.
I like the play call. 2:23 on the clock. It stopped here in the third quarter. Rockets lead 18-6 with the Trojans at the 40-yard line of the Rockets. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation. There's a snap. He drops back, looks, fires downfield, and his receiver fell down, and it's incomplete. Coverage over there by Cody Brown. He slipped on the grass there right at the first down marker.
I couldn't tell who that was over down that side, but it was a nice throw, little 7 yards and out pattern there. Kelly threw a good ball, but the receiver, like you said, fell down. Not sure if that turf sweat or if he just tripped up in the grass, but...
Yeah, that was Pietermeyer. Two receivers to the right again, two to the left, as Kelly takes a look at his wrist. Third and 10 from the 40-yard line. Rockets need to get a stop here. There's a snap. He drops back, looking, has time. Now he scrambles to his right. Heads up the field. Eludes a tackler, and he's run out of bounds across there to about the 45, maybe the 40, excuse me, to the 35. It's going to be fourth down and about five for the Trojans.
Kelly had some good time there initially, but some good coverage downfield that time by the Rockets allowed the pressure to get there. Kelly made a nice job of scrambling and was able to elude one tackler. And the guy that even brought him down, he put his shoulder down and was able to get a couple more yards, going to give him fourth and about 4 yards.
Kelly, two receivers to the left. One right. There's the snap. Drop back. Fires it, and it's caught. Number one is still on his feet at the 20, the 5, the touchdown into the end zone goes Thompson. Somebody hit him high and couldn't bring him down, and they were able to take it in from 35 yards out.
Yeah, that's the same thing we've been talking about, that high shoulder pad level hitting instead of just getting down around the waist and wrapping him up with your arms. We bounced off, and Thompson was able to keep his balance and run away into the end zone.
Excuse me, a 35-yard pass and catch puts the Trojans on the board again. 18-12 sits the score right now. They're going to go for a one-point kick. Well, let's see what happens here. There's the snap, the step and the kick, and it's blocked. And, it's no good. The Rockets are able to block that PAT and keep the score 18-12. And that was a big PAT missed by the Trojans. Kind of interesting. Nobody's had an extra point good tonight, Coach Sands.
Yeah, we haven't even tried to kick one. We've tried straight up the middle on two-point conversions each time. That time, Wes Marshall tried to kick it with no success.
Albia 33, Pell Christian 20 now, PCM 28, Centerville 13, and Davis County is down 21-6. Collins Maxwell Baxter with a lead over them at halftime, and we're just about ready for another Country Store kickoff as the Trojans scored at the 2-minute mark left in the third quarter to make it 18-12. Now it's a one possession game again. Rockets got a little bit of pressure back on them now as they try to get that momentum back after they had an onside kick go in their favor. So let's see what happens here as the Trojans get set to kick it off. Johnson boots it, end over end, comes to Cody Brown. He takes it, cuts to the left side, still on his feet. He's on his feet at the 40, the 50. He might go all the way. The 40, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Rockets! Cody Brown takes it the distance.
Good job job by the Rockets that time, blocking and setting up that wall up the left far sideline. So he was able to get to the corner, and once that corner was made, he turned on the Jets and outran all the Trojans for about, couldn't see where he picked that up, about the 20-yard line?
Yep. 20-yard line makes it an 80-yard touchdown run by Cody Brown. I was just going to say, he hasn't touched the ball too many times this year, but he took it the distance on that one. Two-point PAT for the Rockets. Power eye right as there was motion. The Rockets get it in the end zone, but they're going to be moving back. And
they didn't make it in.
They didn't make it in, so
they're probably going to decline that penalty and call it a deal.
Here comes the call. Motion indeed. And that won't cost them any yards, but the PAT fails. And the score is 24-12, Coach Sands. And guess what? We've got a Blush Boutique special going to happen on Tuesday. Go down to Blush Boutique and see Angie Lobrick. She'll have 25% off any one item on the store. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. She just opened the new digs there. She's getting in the new store. It's a beautiful setup that she has, and you'll be able to get 25% off one item on Tuesday only. And, of course, that would be next week. Listen to this broadcast on Sunday night at 9 o'clock only on KIIC 96.7, and you'll be able to hear that again. The Blush Boutique, four-score touchdown, a 1:47 on the clock if they get this victory tonight. 24-12 is the lead right now. And Louis Winkleman, you got to think that he's going to try to kick it deep. The Trojans are coming up with more people here closer to the line of scrimmage for this kickoff.
Yeah, you hate to think they would try that again and give Wes Marshall the ball right around the 50-yard line. You think he would try to get it as deep as possible.
All right, a country store kick by Louis, end over end, drives him back to about the 15-yard line. Who is that, Jewel? And he gets cut down right away. There's a penalty flag at the end up to the 30-yard line. Well, have the referee sort it out here. I hate to think that it was a face mask.
Yeah, when it came in that quick right after the tackle, it was probably going to be a face mask or a horse collar.
Yeah, they're talking to the Trojans about this. Here comes the call. Yes, indeed. Now, it wasn't a personal foul, so that should be just a five-yarder. Well, let's see what happens here. There's five. Whoops. There's 10. He didn't give the personal foul, but 15 yards is being marked off. That's the first penalty of the second half, but it's a big one.
I'm not sure if they still have that five-yard face mask penalty.
Okay. All right. Trojans now get the ball in the 45, right where the Rockets didn't want to have it. As Kelly takes a look, he's scrambling. He's running for his life. He pitches it out, and there's a penalty flag thrown. It didn't look like he had a receiver in the area. Let's see what the call is going to be. And it looked like it was grounding, but let's see what happens here. The man in the white hat is talking it over.
There could have been a little late hit spot, too.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Here it comes.
Oh.
Intentional grounding indeed is going to be called against the Trojans. That's their first penalty of the second half. That's going to move the ball back, and it's going to be a loss of down.
They must not have the outside of the tackle box rule.
Okay, there it is. There's five. Oh, from the spot of the foul, there's five. All right.
It's a loss of downs. That's going to bring up second and about 20.
Okay. So, excellent job by the defense. They made him make a quick decision. He sends two receivers to the right, two to the left. Kelly takes the snap, drops back, looks under pressure. He's scrambling for his life, and down he goes. There's a sack over there by Hunter Johnson. And that moves the ball back to the 25.
That's Jaron Glosser coming in from his outside linebacker spot.
Excellent defense by the Rockets to move that ball back, and it's going to be third down from the 25. They're going to have...
Well, maybe it was Hunter.
25 yards to go for a first down. All right. The play gets called in from the sideline here. they look at their wrists. They all have wristbands to look at what play is going to be called. Kelly has two receivers to the right, to the left. Man in motion now goes from the left to the right side. There's the snap. And there's a delay of game. Is there going to be adding insult to injury here?
That looks to be the call.
Yes, it is. And that'll add 5 more yards on there. That'll bring up third and 30 for the Trojans, and they are going in the wrong direction. The ball sits at the 20-yard line of West Marshall. Rockets lead 24-12 with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Two receivers to the right, two to the left.
Third.
Kelly, go ahead.
Third and 35, third 20-yard line.
Thank you, Math Wizard Boy. Kelly, looking at his wristband. Looking at it again. Here comes the snap. It's going to be a reverse over here on this far side, and it's going to be sniffed out nicely by Wursta. Nice job by Wursta staying home on that play, and a gain of about 8, but that'll bring up fourth down now for the Trojans.
Yeah, not a bad gain that time, but when you got 35 yards to go, 8's not going to do much for you on third down.
All right, 11 seconds here, and you would think that the Trojans would be in punt formation. So far, they are not in punt formation. Now they're starting to drop back. Yep. Fourth down and 29. They've got a late arriving player, and they're going to have to take a timeout. So that's the first timeout of the second half for West Marshall. Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station there in Ottumwa, Iowa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their many TVs or their 90-inch big screen. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook with all their nightly events and specials. And you know, with the big Iowa-Iowa State game coming up tomorrow, you know that they're going to have a heck of a crowd there at Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant. That's over in Iowa City. It's a 2:30 kick, and it's on ESPN, so a lot of the country is going to be able to watch that ball game, Coach Sands.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens this year in Iowa City. It should be a good ball game.
Hawks 2-0, Iowa State 0-2. There's a snap, this kick, a nice kick over here. Cody Brown takes it at the 40. And he's hit at the 45, lunges up to about the 47-yard line. They were able to get their mitts on him that time and bring him down.
Yeah, but a nice job that time by Cody coming up and catching the ball instead of letting it hit the ground and rolling and gain some positive yards, about 7 yards on the return instead of letting it go the other direction.
All right, first and 10 for the Rockets with 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Rockets lead 24-12. As they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage, they got the power eye to the right. Formation behind Moroff, takes the snap, pitches it to Van Dorn. He tries to find some running room as the quarter comes to an end. He gets up not even to the line of scrimmage, and that'll do it. We'll be heading into the fourth quarter. And the Rockets lead 24-12. D&D Outdoors, they're able to buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you can purchase a brick of hard-to-find .22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoor. With hunting season coming up, get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done right there at D&D Outdoor. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors in downtown Eddyville. And Coach Sands, we started off the half by wondering what the Rockets were going to be doing, how they could handle having the lead at halftime. And they've done a pretty decent job. They scored another touchdown to go up 24-12. And the Trojans were able to score one touchdown, but they've been able to keep them at bay here as we're heading into the fourth quarter here at State Center.
Yeah, it looks for a while there like it might just be an offensive game on both sides, driving down the field. But the defense has stepped up and kind of kept West Marshall out of the end zone for the remainder of that third quarter.
A hard snap by Maroff draws off the defense, and that'll be against West Marshall. 5-yard penalty, 5 yards the easy way, moves the ball right to the midfield stripe there, and it was a good call by the offensive coordinator on that one. Coach Bear gives the play into Maroff as he heads over to the sideline.
You should run that play more often.
Yeah, you know, if it works. All right. Rockets up the line of scrimmage. They got 12 seconds on the play clock. Power eye to the right. Hand off to Luke Welch. No, Maroff's got it on the right side. He's got lots of room over there. He's at the 40, the 35, and down he goes. Blake Maroff with a Leffler bulldozer run of over 10 yards and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
A good fake off tackle that time, and Blake kept it around the end. Turned on the Jets over there, and there was nobody home for the Trojans on the defensive side. Blake was able to make a nice run there, moving into 35-yard line of the Trojans.
All right. Keeping the defense off balance is the number one key there, as they made the Trojans jump again on that hard count. And there you go, Coach Sands, another penalty against West Marshall. Is going to give them 5 free yards. It'll be first down and 5 from the 30-yard line. They kind of got them on their heels right now. They could put the nail in the coffin with the touchdown here. 11:52 on the clock. Rockets lead 24-12. There's the handoff, the give to Luke Welch, and the big bulldozer is able to get up inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. Nice run by Luke. And you know what he wants to do. Hang on to the ball. Ball security is very important.
Yeah, that's the key right now with 11 and a half minutes here in the fourth quarter and a two-score lead driving down the field. You just want to take care of that discipline, minimize the penalties, and no turnovers.
All right, power eye to the left now. Maroff hands it off to Luke Welch. He tries the right side. He's still on his feet. He is past the first down marker, and he's up to the 22-yard line. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets.
Yeah, Luke doing a nice job here, giving Craig Van Dorn a little break from carrying the ball. Two plays and a first down.
Kind of like the jumbo package there. Wham, bam. You got the wham with the Van Dorn, and then the bam with the Luke Welch is going to churn it up now. Van Dorn back in there now here on first down. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn on the right side. Big hole over the 20 to about the 17-yard line. Looked like he had more room to go, but he made a cut, and the defender, Jewell, was able to shed his blocker and tackle him down.
Yeah, Jewell did a nice job of hanging on to Craig's leg that time. Like you said, it looked like he was going to be able to slip that tackle and get down close to the end zone. But
Jewell bent over a little bit. Looked like he got the bad end of the stick there on that hit by Van Dorn.
So maybe he got something on his arm or something.
10:28 on the clock as Maroff takes it. Scampers on the right side. Got some room over there on the right. Stays in bounds to keep the clock going. Nice job by him as he inside the 10 to the 8-yard line, and he also has a first down of Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down.
Yeah, nice job by Blake that time as the naked bootleg to the far side. Looked like he had nowhere to go. There were a couple of West Marshall defenders waiting for him over there, but he faked inside and was able to cut around the outside then and make a move around that first defender enough to pick up that first down.
Power eye to the right side now for the Rockets as Maroff comes under center. First and goal. They give it to Van Dorn right up the gut, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Rockets! Good job by the Rockets there as a fourth quarter score is going to go up on the board with 9:55 left on the clock. Van Dorn with his second touchdown on the night.
Yeah, Craig's been pretty much the workhorse tonight, running the ball for the Rockets. And that time, nice job of blocking up front. Pretty much straight ahead, right off tackle. Van Dorn was able to get in the end zone again.
All right. So, will this be the chance of getting a PAT that go through? They're going to try a kick as Louis Winkleman is there. Devin Jensen is the holder. There's the snap. The step and the kick. The kick is up, and it's no good. Wide to the left. It looked like it was through from here, but the PAT fails.
Yeah, just barely outside this left upright.
30-12 goes the Rockets here at West Marshall Field, State Center, Iowa. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet, lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest price, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And that's another Blush Boutique touchdown to put on the board there, Coach Sands. Five touchdowns on the night, and the Rockets lead 30-12 at the 9:55 mark, and Louis Winkleman's going to tee her up again for another Country Store out of Fremont kickoff.
There's no extra discount for extra touchdowns over four, is there?
Excellent question. No, there is not. Thank you for asking. Winkleman approaches. Country Store kick is a sidewinder. It looks like it's going to go out of bounds over there, and that will be a penalty on that particular play, and the Trojans will have it. And it makes you wonder. I want to talk to Louis and see what happens. They got penalty flags over there. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Looked like one of our players got knocked down pretty well on that kick there. One of the blockers knocked him down. They didn't like it very well. Looked like he was jawing a little bit, maybe even going to try to go after him until our players held him back. So maybe his mouth is going to get him a little unsportsmanlike conduct here.
All right. The man in the white hat is talking it over with a couple of the other referees here, and they're going to get it figured out one way or another. So there has been too much dirty laundry on the field tonight, though, Coach Sands. That's a good thing.
For the most part, we've been doing pretty well.
All right. They're talking it over with Wes Marshall. So that's kind of interesting. And Wes Marshall should get a decent field position out of this, unless they make them want to kick it again. We'll see what happens. All right, here comes the call. They're still thinking about it. All right, got to figure it out, guys. Here it comes. Okay, procedure, dead ball, personal foul against Wes Marshall. So that's kind of interesting to see how that one's going to come.
There I guess see. I didn't see what happened there, but I thought that flag came in later.
All right. Here comes the Markoff. There's five. There's 10. And here comes 15. So that's against Wes Marshall. They'll get the ball at the 20-yard line. And that's unlike Wes Marshall, they got four penalties in the second half, three in the first half. And they'll have their first possession of the fourth quarter, starting at the 20-yard line of their own. Kelly looking over to the sidelines for his instructions.
The referee is talking to Wes Marshall, the head coach over here, still trying to explain what's happening with the penalties and the spot of the ball.
Okay, with that ball going out on the kickoff, that kind of messed things up a little bit. But seems like the man in the white hat has got it figured out now. So, first and 10. Well, maybe not. All of a sudden, we've got all five referees converging at the 20-yard line to talk it over with the man in the white hat. They're trying to figure it out what exactly they should do. 9:55 on the clock. We're in the fourth quarter. Rockets lead 30-12.
I guess the other option they would have is to make Eddyville re-kick it, but they'd have a 15-yard penalty and get a kick it from the about the West Marshall 45, I think.
Yes, they would. All right. Let's see how we got to this point in the juncture. Rockets were able to get out to a 12-0 start, scoring two touchdowns, 10-yard Maroff run, a 7-yard Van Dorn run. And then Wes Marshall got on the board with 48 seconds left in the half on a 12-yard run to make it 12-6 after the PAT failed. Then the Rockets scored to make it 18-6, PAT failed. Then Wes Marshall was able to come back with a 35-yard pass. The PAT failed to make it 18-12. And then the Rockets scored two more touchdowns, an 80-yard kickoff return by Cody Brown on the ensuing kickoff to make it 24-12 and gave the Rockets a two-possession lead. And then the Rockets tacked on an 8-yard run by Van Dorn to make it 30-12 as we sit here in the fourth quarter. And they're finally getting closer to figuring this out as the man in the white hat is still talking it over to the head coach, Cody Hackett, for the West Marshall team. And they're trying to get it sorted out. We were cruising along with very little penalty action, and we're going to be getting out of here at a decent time. But now we've got this little snafu, and it's kind of making things take a little longer than it should. So. Well, let's see what happens here. The man in the white hat has gone away from the sideline. He's going to talk to his buddies, and we're going to get set. Yeah, let's play football. All right. Trojans will send two to the left, two to the right here after a long delay. Hopefully they won't get too chilly standing around waiting for action to happen. Kelly in the shotgun position. Rockets creeping up to the line, the linebacker core. Man in motion comes across from the right to left, and he's with the quarterback there. They do a zone read, and he gets taken down right away. The ball is on the ground, but they called him dead. Yeah, called him dead. Good job by the Rockets to take that zone read and stuff it. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 10 from that 20-yard line still. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Again, as Kelly looks over to the sideline for his signals. He yells them out to his crew, takes a peek at his wristwatch. Wristband, there's a man in motion from the left going to the right side. So three receivers to the right. They hand it off. Kelly keeps it, and he is hit in the backfield. Nice job by Chase Riley from his end spot to read that and take him down. Did you see that? I had the ISO camera on him.
Yeah, the ISO. We have the spy cam right there and the Mike linebacker.
Chase Riley, from his right side position, right end position, was able to crash the line of scrimmage, make that play, and he was at home right where he needed to be to make that tackle. That was a loss of a couple. Third down and about 12 for the Trojans with the 8:40 mark. Rockets lead 30-12. There's the snap. Kelly looks, fires a deep downfield, and it's caught. He's at the 50, and down he goes. Worcester was able to take him down, but they are in Rocket territory inside the 45, about the 43-yard line.
Worcester was a little slow to get up there. I couldn't tell if he maybe tweaked something there a little bit, but he's kind of walking it off a little bit now. But a nice throw by Kelly that time down the sideline, and had a couple steps on Worcester. Lucky he was able to get there to trip him up.
Very nice pass play on a huge third down conversion for the Trojans. They're in Rocket territory at the 44-yard line. Two receivers to the right. I formation behind him under center. There's the snap. The pitch over here to the right side. Good job by, who was that, Glosser? Nice job by Glosser to blow that play up in a minute. Loss all the way back to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Christian Carbajal on the carry there, and Glosser was able to get through the line and just chase him down from behind. good job by the Rockets to string that out. He was unable to get the corner. The 5-yard loss.
He used a swim move to get through that blocker of his. Nice job out of him. Local scores of interest, Belle Plaine 28, North Mahaska 16, Regina 49-6 over Sigourney Keota as Kelly fires it, and it's caught. Cody Brown hits him high, but he's able to get him down. Nice gain on the pass play. They're inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line.
Good throw that time again by Kelly. This time Peter Meyer was on the receiving end. Just sat down in that little seam there. Nice pitch and catch.
Two receivers to left, two to the right for Kelly as he comes up in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. He's looking to throw deep. Down the field he goes. He's got a man open. Moroff is able to intercept it, and he's got it. He's still up and running back. Looked like he fumbled, and now he goes out of bounds. He kind of ran out of gas there, but it looked like he stopped. And did he fumble the ball after he caught it? There's a penalty flag at the 25-yard line. Let's get this sorted out here, Coach Sands.
Not sure what happened. I couldn't tell if he intercepted it, and then his momentum carried him into the end zone. I didn't see if he fumbled it or what happened after that.
But he brought it back out. That's the first interception of the night. That's the fourth turnover by the Trojans. And let's see what happens here. They're talking to the Rockets. There's a penalty flag, like I said, on the 25. And that, if they're talking to the Rockets, they'll tack it on. Here it comes, personal foul against Wes Marshall. And that will give them, the Rockets, a better field position after that. The fifth penalty on Wes Marshall. This half, they got the three in the first half. 50 yards in penalties in the second half, and 25 in the first half. 75 yards of penalties against the Trojans.
Rockets called a timeout here with 6:40 left to go in the fourth.
That's their second timeout that they spent, and Coach Russ Bear wants to make certain they understand what's at stake here. Let's play our game, run the ball, do what you're supposed to do. We lead 30-12 at the 6:40 mark. It's one of those deals where you cannot get sucked into any extracurricular activities now.
Yeah, that's where that discipline comes into play right here. You know, we got an 18-point lead with a little over six and a half minutes left here in the game. Definitely want your guys playing clean football and smart football, not getting into the, you know, Wes Marshall's kind of fallen victims here to a couple unsportsmanlike conduct penalties here late. You don't want to get into that and get yourself into the same kind of trouble.
All right. From the 35-yard line, the Rockets will come up. 6:40 on the clock, as we said. Rockets lead 30-12 here at State Center, Iowa. This is the opening game of a District 6 competition. Rockets will be at home next week, and they will be playing the Regina Regals, who won tonight 49-6 over Sigourney Keota. Van Buren beat Lone Tree 47-0. Van Buren doing some things down there in southeast Iowa. Power eye formation on the right side. There's some movement in the backfield, and I'm sure Coach Russ Pear is going to say, what in the world? We just talked about this.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I think I shouldn't have talked about the discipline.
All right, that'll move the ball back to the 30-yard line. The clock stops, and it never started, so it's 6:40 left, 30-12. Rockets with a three-possession lead here in the fourth quarter. Power eye to the right. Snap, turn, gives to Van Dorn. He's running hard, but barely got back to the original line of scrimmage. He's going to be short by about a yard. Gain of four brings up second and about 11. Yeah, make it 12.
Yeah, you don't want to go away what's been successful for you here and just kind of give up on the offensive side, but you definitely want to take care of the ball and try to run some of the clock. So imagine we're going to keep the ball on the ground.
As we click under 6 minutes here on this snap of the ball, 10 seconds on the play clock, and that's another thing that they probably talked about is milk that puppy. Maroff, bootleg over on the right side, gets over out of bounds, and there's going to be a stoppage of play as they was out of bounds there. Gain of a couple. That'll bring up third down at about 8 or 9 for the Rockets as the ball sits just outside the 35-yard line. Yeah, you might as well make it 10. Third and 10 coming up at the 5:51 mark.
Yeah, that's another one of the discipline things right there. Blake was trying to make something happen around that far side, but when nothing was there, he should have just laid down in bounds, let that clock keep running.
Good point. Power eye to the left. Maroff pitches. Fumble on the ground, and the Trojans look like they have it. It looked like it was going to be a halfback toss, but yet it turned into a fumble. That would be the first lost fumble on the night, second turnover, which is a far cry from the past couple weeks when the Rockets have been plagued by the turnovers. But this time, we've got a turnover back. A D&D turnover goes to West Marshall's way. They'll have the ball at the 29-yard line. Kelly, barking out signals, takes the snap, looks to throw, looking, and tucks it up. He's under pursuit, fires it deep downfield. Maroff is able to intercept it, and that's a D&D outdoor turnover interception. The Rockets are able to dodge a bullet, but it's as good as a punt as the ball's like at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, it was good pressure there as Kelly was able to get ready to release the ball. Kind of just threw it up there for grabs down on the sideline in the end zone, and Blake was able to come down with it and somehow stay in bounds.
That's his second interception of the evening. That's the fifth turnover that the Trojans have done tonight. Rockets have the ball inside the 2-yard line, and they will have it with 5:38 on the clock. 2-yard line of EBF. They're going to run it out of there, keep the clock running. That's what you want to see. You got to milk that play clock, and you got to get some yardage.
Yeah, not much, just running straight ahead, maybe a yard and a half on that play.
All right. Third and about 8 for the Rockets with 5:13. They can milk it inside 5 here with this possession. Maroff with the snap. Straight ahead running. Nice job of running by the tailback. Who was that? Van Dorn? Why doesn't that surprise me? He gets out to the 15-yard line. He's got a first down. That's a Veldheiser chiropractic first down. That's their 6-1 of the second half, Coach Sands.
Yeah, that's a big run by Tregg there to get that ball. Not only get out of the shadow of your goalpost, but pick up that first down and able to run some more clock.
There's an injured Trojan down there at the 4 or 5-yard line. He's being attended to. Rockets are able to go over to the sideline and kind of get a free timeout here. You know, Coach Bear is going to tell him 2 things, maybe 3. Hang on to the ball. Milk the clock. No penalties. Don't you think?
Yeah,
it sounds
it up. Yeah.
It sounds simple. We'll see what happens here as the Rockets have scored 30 points. 30-12 is the score here tonight. They've been able to put up 5 touchdowns on the evening, and that's kind of nice after being shut out the first 2 weeks, 32-0 at Pekin, and then last week at home, 14-0 to Pleasantville, and they've just had a little more confidence each time they've been put onto the field, Coach Sands, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Yep, it is nice to see these guys finally get that offense clicking and move the ball up and down the field. Hopefully we can just keep that offense momentum going one more time here and keep hold of the ball and just run the clock out.
It would be nice to keep the possession. Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home to provide you with honest, dependable professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. As the player's still being attended to, and now they do help him up, he's coming off under his own power, and that's nice to see. You hate to get dinged up on a Friday night in front of the hometown, but looked like he might have had just the wind knocked out of him, as he doesn't have a limp or anything like that. He's not holding his arm or anything, so he should be good to go. Let's hope so. All right, Rockets up to the ball here in the fourth quarter, 4:55 on the clock, leading 30-12. Power eye formation behind Maroff. Maroff takes a snap. Hands it to Van Dorn. He's got some running room. Nice job out of Trent Traeg as he gets past 25 to about the 27-yard line. It might have been a penalty on the play as there was some confusion over here on the Trojan sideline.
I'm not sure if he ever came off the field or not. There's only 11 guys out there right now.
There was, I know one kid came off, and then another one came on, and then that kid went off, or tried, but then he stayed on, like you said. They're going to call too many men on the field. There's another penalty. And that's 6 in the second half for Wes Marshall.
I never did see if that kid came off the field. It looked like he ran back on, and there's only 11 out there. So I don't know if somebody miscounted or if he snuck off without me seeing him.
That might have happened. And that would give the Rockets a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, their 7th. They had 9 in the first half, and now they got 7. So the, right there, unofficially, is 160 yards of rushing. And you know that's going to be please Coach Russ Bear. 4:44 on the clock as it will start. Maroff under center, takes a snap, pitches to Van Dorn, right side. He bounces it out to the right side. He's got some running room yet. There's a penalty flag on the play. Past the 50 he goes, and there must have been a holding call, and that will negate a nice run by Van Dorn.
Yeah, there was a lot of running room on that side. Like you said, must have been maybe one of those illegal use of the right hand.
Oh, mercy me. I thought we'd stay away from that tonight, but the man in the white hat's talking to the Trojans. Going to see what they can. He'll probably be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. The foul was at the 40-yard line of the Rockets. Here comes the call. Oh, it's outright holding. So that'll be 10 yards from the spot. So from the 39, they'll go to the 29. And that's a third penalty there in the second half for the Rockets, which is a far cry from what they've had the first 2 weeks. Just when you had some momentum going, you know, Coach Bear, like I said, he doesn't have much hair left. He's probably pulling out what he has left. Let's run this clock and finish this game off. Power eye to the right. First down and about 13. There's the snap. A pitch. Johnson's going to pass. There's a fumble on the play. And looks like a short field indeed for the Trojans. D&D turnover. The fumble is the second fumble of the night that has been lost by the Rockets. And come in an inopportune time.
Yeah, those halfback passes that worked so well in the first half, like we went to the well a couple too many times. Last time we fumbled, and I think we gave it to Wes Marshall on the fumble, and this time must have got knocked out just this, right before Hunter was trying to throw the ball for another fumble. Going to give that inside the 25-yard line to Wes Marshall again.
Wes Marshall's going to call timeout here. Their second timeout of the half. We'll keep it here. 4:11 on the clock. 30-12 is the score. And now, all of a sudden, you're talking defense. You're talking to the team, hey, let's make sure that we keep them out. There's a lot of time left, truth be told. on the clock, relatively speaking. Ottumwa, in the fourth quarter, leads 16-9 over Marshalltown. Fairfield, 14, Knoxville, 0. Our buddy Eric Keller on the short end of the stick there. And Pella, 61-6 over Oskaloosa. I don't know if you call that sticking it to them or not, but Albie are racking it up, 41-20 over Pella Christian. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont will be traveling to Pella Christian in a couple of weeks. They'll take on Regina next week and then take on Pella Christian. So Albie is kind of laying the wood to Pella Christian there. 61-6. My gosh, that's a lot of points. That isn't even eight man.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly at the control. He's in the shotgun formation. He's got three receivers to the right. There's the snap. He rolls back, fires it right away to his tight end. Maroff just ahead, Worsta just about had another interception there. He was the closest guy to that.
Looks like it might be a little late hit here in the backfield.
Oh, mercy me. That would have been on Glosser. Glosser was making a charge. And let's see what happens. Kelly, a little bit dinged up, but he's going to stay in there for sure. Personal foul. Comes the man in the white hat. There it is, roughing the passer. That's going to be 15 yards. That's a first down for West Marshall. That's their sixth first down of the second half. The first half, they only had four first downs unofficially. They'll move the ball to the 11-yard line of the Rockets. First and 10, then get a first down inside the 2-yard line or so. Kelly, from the shotgun, takes a snap, fires right away, looking, and it's incomplete. Nice job of defense over there by Cody Brown and Blake Maroff. Stops the clock at 4:01. The defense in the secondary coverage really converged on that pass, Coach Sands.
Yeah, good pressure up front that time with the defensive line. I mean, two West Marshall receivers kind of run right in the same area, which kind of helped out defensive coverage.
Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Kelly from the shotgun. Man in motion comes across. That's Petermeyer. Snap. He's running for his life. He cuts it upfield, and he slips inside the 10, and he'll be down at the, oh, they're generous with the spot. They put him at about the 7-yard line, and it'll be third down and about 5 coming up. So the dew.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be able to cut back inside and pick up a couple extra yards, but lost his footing and fell down right in his tracks.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold tonight. I'm sure it's supposed to be colder up here than it is down there at Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Man in motion comes across from the left to the right. The snap. He's looking. He's running for his life. He throws, and it's caught. Touchdown for Wes Marshall. A 7-yard pass. 7-yard pass from Kelly gets it in there for the score. With 3:11 on the clock, we'll see if a two-point conversion can be made. They've gone all game without a two-point conversion. Or, excuse me, an extra point for that matter.
Conversion.
Yep. They're going to try for two. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Kelly, he'll be in the shotgun formation. Let's see what the Rockets do defensively here. Kelly takes a snap, looks to throw, looking to his left. There's a man open there, and he does make it for the two-point conversion. Finally, a two-point conversion is good, and it's 30 to 20. Rockets with a 10-point lead here at West Marshall. And you can only imagine what's coming up, Coach Sands. Blush Boutique, downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Labrick also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan or your kid's jersey number. Or then put number one grandson on it. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique. They can be found on Facebook as well. And I just talked to Angie Lobrick today, as a matter of fact, and told her, I said, I hope we can get a 4-touchdown demonstration out of the Vol team tonight. And it has happened. And they're 3-11 away from a victory, but they've got to get this kickoff right here, Coach Sands, and Jewel's going to tee it up for the Trojans. I don't know if you want to call them the Good Hands Club, but they've got 9 guys within the line that they can be in. So let's see what happens here. All right. Trojans shifting a couple of guys around. Rockets. Yes, they got their Good Hands squad here. Here comes Jewel with a country store kick. It is a squiff kick. It's nice, nicely taken by the Rockets, and not sure what happened. I thought it
I'm not
whistle.
Sure. They called a delay of game.
Ah, delay of the game. Looked like Worsta. Looked like Worsta had the good hands there on the kick. He covered that puppy up before it traveled to 10 yards. Looked like he had shortstop arms. I mean, a shortstop digging it out of the soil, getting it as the Trojans now get another opportunity to get a penalty. That's their 7th one of the half, 5-yard variety. That'll make them kick it from the 35. Rockets move up now as well, 5 yards. And Coach Bear, now I'm not sure if the Coach Bear is barking out the signals over there or not. All right, here comes Jewel with another country store kick from Fremont. Here it comes, and he kicks it off the side of his shoe. Doesn't go 10 yards. That is picked up by Jace Riley, and the Rockets will have it at the 43-yard line. So that was kind of anticlimactic, but nonetheless, the Rockets have it at the 43-yard line of West Marshall. Well, guess what it's time to do, Coach Sands, with 3:11 on the clock?
Run the ball.
Let's run the ball. Let's put the nail in the coffin here. Let's run the clock out with a steady barrage of runs. Maroff coming from the sideline, 18 seconds on the play clock. He'll talk to his troops in a huddle, and they'll break 10 seconds on the clock. Here they come up to the line of scrimmage. 6 seconds. So there's a snap. The hand to Van Dorn. He cuts to his left. He's at the 40. Nice stiff arm. The 30. And he's rode out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. But a nice run by Van Dorn. He is going to be close to that first down yardage there.
Yeah, that's a nice run by Trey. Good blocking that side. Like you said, a good stiff arm to get that edge. The only bad thing about it is he was tackled out of bounds.
He did get a Veldenizing Chiropractic and Wellness first down, and that was a Loeffler Dirtwork Bulldozer 10-yard run as well. Power eye formation to the right. Handoff Van Dorn. Cuts the right side. Hangs on to the ball with two hands, gets past the 25 to about the 23-yard line. Excellent job by the Rocket front line.
Yeah, this is just what you want to see this late in the game with a 10-point lead, run the ball, milk the clock, and just grind it out.
Second down and about 4, so a gain of 6 out of Van Dorn on that first down run. You'd like to see 6 yards of carry. Maroff. Underneath center, takes the snap and gives it to Van Dorn on the right side. He's got the first down and more inside the 15 to about the 12. Craig Van Dorn with a huge night running on the ground tonight.
There's a flag in that area of holding.
Uh-oh. Holding definitely is call. I didn't say the Veldhuizen Chiropractic on that one, so I was lucky that I didn't waste it on that penalty flag. That was a holding, so that'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Looks like the flag was about the 21-yard line or so. That'll move them past the 30 to about the 31, 2:33 on the clock. Rockets lead 30-20 here in the fourth quarter as we are at State Center, Iowa. West Marshall High School. Power eye on the right side there. Moff takes a snap. Gives to Van Dorn. Gets past the first wave. Past the 30 to about the 25. Good job out of Trey Van Dorn on a first down run. Fairfield beat Knoxville 14-7. And Melcher Dallas put the wood to Twin Cedars 54-12. There's a little bit of a rivalry game there. Well,
you think Knoxville's still in the
fourth quarter. We'll see what happens there. Maybe Coach Keller can pull one out of the hat. Let's see. Rockets, third down, about five. Van Dorn takes it. Looks like if he cut to the left, he would have had a nice lunge for a first down, maybe. Yes, there's the Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down. And that will tie the first downs in the first half at 9. So you know they had at least 180 yards on the ground, which is a very, very good sign for the Rockets. With a 1:27 on the clock, a 30-20 lead, the clock is rolling. The Rockets are able to take care of business, hang on to the ball, grind it out, stay in bounds. Whoopsie. There's what we were just talking about. The penalty monster raises his ugly head. The Rockets couldn't stick down on the hard count, and they get a 5-yard penalty.
No, I think Blake was looking at the play clock, trying to milk it down as far as he could. Looked like Kevin Jensen and maybe one of the running backs both jumped a little bit too early.
All right, 5 yards brings it back to about the 23-yard line. There's a snap. Moff with a naked bootleg. He's at the 20. Got one man to juke out. He does. He's at the 15, the 10. Inside the 10 to the 5. He's down to the 3 or the 2-yard line. Blake Moff with an excellent run there on a naked bootleg.
Yeah, once he got out here, there was a couple guys able to make a nice move to beat that first defender. And once those other two guys got into him, he kept those legs driving, kept pushing all the way down to the 2-yard line. A big, big run there by Blake.
First and goal from the 1-yard line as the clock starts with 48 seconds left. Moff under center, takes a snap, gives to Van Dorn, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown. A huge night for Trey Van Dorn with 40 seconds left. Gets that touchdown. Blake Moff hands off to Van Dorn from 1 yard out, and Van Dorn is able to rack up his third score on the night. And the Rockets aren't quite certain on what's happening on this two-point try. Luke Welsh is coming out. Cody Brown's coming in. Jensen split to the right side. There's the snap. Moff rolls to his right, looking, fires, and it is tipped and intercepted. So no PAT as the score goes to 36-20 for the Rockets, and the Rockets are going to be able to get their first win of the ball game. It's also the first game of the district opener, and you got to feel good about that, Coach Sands, making the big trip up here past Highway 30, a long ways up here. They're going to have a happy flight home going back to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Yep, being the longest trip in our district this year, it's going to be a nice bus ride home for them to get this first victory, especially the 1-0 in the district after starting a little slow in those first two games of the season. That's just what you're looking for in that. Get some momentum built up into that district play.
You know, if there's only one negative to take out of this, the Rockets have not made any of their two-point or PAT conversions. They've got 6 touchdowns after not scoring the first two games. They've got 6 tonight, but no PATs have been successful. So that's one thing you gotta work on stuff every week. That's one thing they've improved on, turnovers. They've improved on penalties, but they have racked up 6 here in the second half, a little bit more than Coach Bear would like. But you got to like the score. You got to look at the score and be smiling at that. 36-20 as Louis Winkleman is ready to tee it up for a country store kick. And he, low line driver, Squibber is picked up at the 35-yard line, and it's come over here by an up man, and he got hit hard at about the 31-yard line, and with 40 seconds left, the Trojans are going to take over, and the Rockets should be able to keep them out of the end zone. Let's see what happens here. They ought to have some people playing way back in the outfield just to make sure that they don't get by him on the long pass. One receiver to the right, one receiver to the left. Backs are split. Nope, Kelly's going to go I formation. He's going to go under center for this first down. Man in motion goes to the left. That's Peterman. Petermeyer, hand off, and he's on the loose. Nice run by him, and he gets a close to a first down on that carry. Good job out of him. That's Alex Dickey, the freshman running back. They do give them the first down, and they got seven unofficially in the they're going to take a look.
They're going to measure.
19 seconds. I gave it to them, so let's say that that's
just
official.
Moving on.
Well, let's see if that's official. They're actually going to pull the chains out. Oh, my. Well, you might as well give the chain gang a little bit of PR. They're going to stretch it out here.
Yeah, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock anyway. We might as well stop the clock and milk it out a little bit longer.
All right, here comes the stretch. The man in the white hat says, oh, it's short by a pretty good-sized largemouth bass. So I gave him a first down. I'll just leave it there. We'll see what happens. He'll be second down in about a foot. With 20 seconds left, 36-20 is their score as the clock winds. And Kelly looking over to the sidelines, 13 seconds left. And
I'm not sure they're even going to run a play.
They're not going to run a play at all. So that'll do it from State Center. The Rockets win 36-20 as the coach, Russ Baer, is able to get his first victory as a head coach for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont after he had graduated many moons ago on that 9-0 undefeated season. And what a ball game by the Rocket offense. They came to play, and they did smash mouth football tonight, and it was interesting to watch from our standpoint.
Yeah, like you said, it was a nice job and good to see the offense get things clicking. A couple different times there late in the second quarter, get two drives right back-to-back after that first unintentional onside kick, get into the end zone, and then keep that momentum going in the second half. The offense looked good. Craig Van Dorn did a great job of running the ball. Looked good a few times on that halfback pass. The only thing, like I said, we need to clean up. Defensively, we're still a little shaky on the tackling, getting some hits up around the shoulder pad instead of hitting them low and getting the arms wrapped around. The other thing I'm still a little concerned, we're giving the offense some short fields, a two-yard punt by Jevin out of from our own end zone, and then another turnover that gave them the ball deep in their own territory. And we keep giving them short fields, it's making it tough on our defense.
Indeed. Scoring wrap-up looks like this. In the second quarter, after a scoreless first, at the 5:21 mark, Blake Maroff went 10 yards for the first score, the first touchdown of the year. The PAT failed. It was 6-0. Then less than a minute and a half later, they got another touchdown, a 7-yard Van Dorn run. That was his first of the ball game to make it 12-0. And then just before half, 48 seconds left with that short field that Coach Sands has talked about, Wes Marshall was able to put it in from 2 yards out. The PAT was no good to make the score at halftime 12-6. And once that happened, third quarter at the 10:53 mark, the opening possession, the Rockets were able to go 42 yards, scamper by Maroff to make it 18-6. The PAT failed, and then Wes Marshall was able to come back with 2 minutes left in the third quarter on a 35-yard pass completion to make it 18-12 after the PAT failed. And then I think a big momentum switch as Cody Brown was able to take an 80-yard kickoff return back to make it 24-12. And once again, it was a two-possession game for the Rockets. And the Rockets were able to take advantage of that to go up 24-12. And then the second touchdown by Van Dorn, an 8-yard run to make it 30-12 after the PAT failed. The Trojans came back in the fourth quarter with a touchdown, a 7-yard pass at the 3:11 mark to make it 30-20 with the 2-point conversion being good. And then the nail in the coffin, the last of three touchdowns by Trey Van Dorn with 40 seconds left in the ball game, a 1-yard run to make it 36-20. A very entertaining game. The Rockets cut down on their turnovers, then they cut down on their penalties in the first half. Second half got away from them a little bit with six penalty flags. But the big story was five turnovers by the Trojans, and they had seven penalties in the second half alone, three in the first, make 10 penalties by the Trojans all in all. A wonderful ball game, first win of the season, first win in district competition, and you got to be happy about that to be 1-0 in the district.